Good evening, Bride. Good evening with Bride Time Live. Yay! I'm so excited to be with you, Bride. Please let me know you can hear me. Can you hear me now? Thank you so much, Bride. Let's see if it's showing up here that you can hear me. Yes. Can y'all hear me? It's showing you can. Me and Dr. Leah, we have not been able to really. Okay, thank you, Miss Debbie. Do like a big preparation for this. So this is kind of off the cuff. We're very excited about it because you're going to know that she is going to talk to you from her heart. She is a very, very dear friend of mine and Dennis's. We're family couple friends. And I'm honored that she is with us tonight because let me tell you, I have asked her for an interview for well over a year. So this is just the perfect timing. God is good. Okay, so let me go ahead and share her website, which is naturalsolutions101.com. And we're going to read who she is. Okay, Leah Parker graduated from University of Arkansas in 1991 at Monticello. She has served in many areas of nursing. Her positions have included Director of Nursing, Nursing Manager, and Direct Patient Care. In 2011, she broadened her knowledge base by becoming a naturopath. Our goal is to assist clients to become all they are intended to be, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Creating a workable balance with nutrition, exercise, stress management, and successful relationships through a naturopathic approach. Listening is the foundation of my consulting approach. Let me help you to discover how to live the healthy and happiest life you deserve. And yes, Miss Debbie, I know you're studying this. And I know you will be so blessed by this interview. And, okay, so she has it here on her website, more about what she does and what she offers. Notice that she's got, like, the blood here, which is one of her specialists. So we're going to talk about this a minute. Let me get her here on the screen. Well, hello there. I'm so excited. Okay. Everybody, welcome my awesome friend, Miss Leah. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. June. How are you?
Hey,
hello,
girl.
Bride.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited to be with you guys tonight as well.
Yes, the time has finally come. Listen,
it has.
I have asked for you for so long, and I'm honored that your husband has allowed you to spend time with us tonight.
Well, I'm just thrilled to be here. There's a lot to cover, and I don't know, you know, what direction the Lord's going to go, but I'm here for the duration, however long you guys want me.
Yes, amen. Now, listen, I want to start out in prayer, and I want to tell everyone that this interview will be deleted off of YouTube immediately. Okay, because the last time I did this with the dentist, they deleted it immediately. So, I mean, they gave me a strike for it. So we will be able to listen to this audio on our website, and it should stay up on Facebook. I pray so. So let me send this link real quick to my husband. Now, Miss Leah, would you mind praying for the broadcast?
Absolutely not. I thank you tonight, God, for bringing us together.
Yes.
I thank you so much, Heavenly Father, that you are leading us down paths of righteousness for
yes.
your name's sake, Heavenly Father. Father, I'm not worthy to come tonight. I know that I am just a flesh like everyone else, but Father, you've given me a mandate to go and help, and please let my words be honoring to you and helpful to the bride. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, now I want to say this, you know, that when I interviewed that dentist, you know, she feels the exact same way you do. You know, it's like whatever we can do to, you know, help the church be able to overcome. Now, for a little bit, would you mind explaining to the bride what it is that you do?
Okay. Well, for many years, I was a registered nurse, and through some happenings, you know, at 20 years old, I graduated. I thought I knew everything. At 25, I had a daughter. I realized maybe I didn't know everything. And then about 6 years later, I realized I knew absolutely nothing. So God has led me down to become a naturopath after I woke up to the fact that my daughter did not do well with regular vaccinations. And so that's been a long time. But as a result of that, and somewhat with me being a little bit going kicking and screaming, do you really want me to go back to school? God, I'm old. I don't want to do this. I have children, you know, but I came around and said, if I don't go, who will, you know? And I know these things and I was learning them anyway. So I kind of got into it sort of by default, but I did spend time fasting and praying, and God said, this is what I want you to do. And so I have done, anytime he opens a door, I will go and I will tell the truth to the best of my ability of what he wants me to do. So I became a naturopath and I started learning about biomedical treatment for autism and other neurological and autoimmune diseases. And because I wanted to heal myself, who had been multiple vaccinations, you know, as a nurse, and then also as a child, and my daughter, I wanted to heal us. So we started with our foundations trying to heal them. And then he broadened me into another kind of by default, this man that owned the health food store started asking me if I would learn live blood cell analysis. And I said, okay, let me look at this. And there was this older man that I met, and he talked to me about it and explained to me that it was a Christian-based thing, that it came from Leviticus, where it says the life of the flesh is in the blood. That's Leviticus 17:11. And so when I started looking at that biblically, I thought, wow, you know, this is something that I can get some information from this man here. And so he was willing to certify me after I became a naturopath and was already doing this biomedical, it's called MAPS. It's Medical Academy of Pediatric Specialists. And I had flown to Canada learning about some things for autistic children. I had flown to New Jersey. I had gone to Chicago. I had gone to Mexico. And I was learning how to look at the physical side of autism, because they don't want you doing that. They just want you to think that it's, you know, all about not being able to communicate, but there's always a why. Yeah. And so that was what I was looking into. And these other doctors that are MDs and DOs and specialists from around the world. So that was how I kind of got into this. And then I realized that a lot of the people in the Midwest couldn't afford the $40,000 to $50,000 that it sometimes would take to try and recover some of the physical health from these children. And I just came home and cried and said, God, there's got to be a way to help the poor people. Don't they deserve to be helped as well? And so when I realized, yeah, I know, it's heartbreaking, you know, it really is. But when the lab work to determine if you have, like if you go through a private lab to do a chelated urine test, to which means it's, we're going to give you something that's going to bind to heavy metals and pull them out, and you're going to collect a sample and send it in, and they're going to tell us what was in that. So that's $500 just for that test. That doesn't include the doctor visit, which they were charging like $1,500 for one visit. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's no way these people can. So when I found out that I could look at the blood and look for over 40 different things in the blood and 40 different problems that would be there, and it, I could only, you know, it could be done for like less than $200. I was like, wow, I'm in. So that's how I kind of got to the live blood cell analysis. And then COVID. And then I was like, oh, wow, what are we going to be seeing in the blood? And I didn't really know if I wanted to look at the blood, because I also knew about vaccine shedding. And very few people knew about that. And they don't want you to know about that.
I'm going to pause you here a minute, because I definitely want to go down that road in just a moment. But I want you, since you're, I consider you an expert, because this is why I wanted you on here, is about the blood. Let's talk about this to people like me, you know, that are lay people that don't really understand about it. Okay, so the blood in the body is serves what purpose?
Okay, so, well, I want to give you what the medical system says, but I want to tell you what God says about the blood,
okay,
too.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
And so, you know, God gives instructions on regarding sacrifices and offerings, particularly on slaughtering of animals. You know, he said they were to be without spotless, without blemish. So they had to be pure. And then the blood of that animal was offered was never to be treated as common, like it's no big deal. You know, like you can eat the blood and all that. No, God said no. It is not common food. It belonged to God, who is the giver of life. And the life of the flesh is literally in the blood. And so God has this high standard on blood. I mean, blood, our blood and animals' blood is supposed to be precious. And I mean, we don't even understand what we're doing to ourselves. See, I haven't looked at a sample of blood since I started this that is normal. How it should look, not one,
wow,
before COVID even started.
Right.
But it's getting worse and worse. And I'll explain that in a minute. But okay, I think we need to pause to say, what does God say about blood? And God says that blood is sacred. So I looked up sacred, and that means religious rather than secular. So secular means denoting attitudes and activities of other things that have no religious or spiritual basis. So listen, think about the attitudes and people that got that shot and wanted you to take it. Man, they were wanting, that was that secular attitude of you are going to do. But what did God say? God said your blood is sacred and connected with God. So if, what did you find out about blood they're doing with this blood? You say they're disconnecting you from God. You know, mm-hmm. So we got to understand what we're doing to the blood, not just with vaccines, but with pesticides, dyes, preservatives, heavy metals, toxins. All of these things are coming in. So what I've looked at is God, Jesus's blood was precious, and he made an atonement for our sin. And because I believe we have devalued the preciousness of Jesus's life and blood in America, our blood is now being devalued.
Oh, that makes me want to cry. That's so sad.
That's the truth. I mean, yeah, look at what's happening, Dr. June.
Yes.
You go to the grocery store and you think you're buying food, and you are, but it's poisoned food.
Yeah.
And there's still some value to it, but we know what we're getting. We've got to detox our bodies or that will bring disease onto us. We have now got these curses coming on the land because of the law of the land being sinful law that we've allowed in. And so we've got to look at that. Now, when I'm talking about something, we're walking, like, this is what I mean by everything's upside down. We're walking into a secular allopathic medicine office that was started by the Rockefeller Foundation at the turn of the century.
What
a
was
man
it called
full,
again? What was it called?
We're walking into a secular allopathic medical office. Not religious, not connected with God. That's what secular was, remember?
Yeah.
So we're walking into this secular allopathic medicine office that has a supposed Christian that knows what's going on back there, supposedly, and started by the Rockefeller Foundation. This is allopathic,
wow,
medicine that is started by the Rockefeller Foundation at the turn of the century. And this man is an extreme greedy avarice. He's shutting down all the natural things. He's, you know, you're going to take what he says to take as medicine, okay? And then we're going in here and we're trusting because some doctor said he was a Christian and goes to church over here, and he doesn't understand who's in charge of his school books.
Right.
So the school books, you know, this is all, and we're expecting to get well when we do that. We go in there and we say, I want God to use dark magic medicine to heal me. science came from dark magic. People don't, we've got to connect these dots and start saying God values the blood. Yes. I have a mandate and a responsibility as my temple being holy and pleasing unto God as a living sacrifice. Is what am I putting in my body and on my body and around my body, breathing it in, putting it in soaps. I mean, people don't realize they are messing up their endocrine system, their hormonal system by certain soaps. So we've got to be wise during this time. I mean, we are being bombarded on every side. And the thing about it, it's like we go to the store, we see a beautiful piece of fruit, we think it's great, we don't realize it's got all of this stuff on it and in it, and it's just like the lady on the street corner now who looks like a woman, but we don't know if it is.
Come on.
So amen. We're hard pressed on every side. Yes. Without the leading of the Holy Spirit during this time, well, the Bible tells us that the very elect would be deceived. So we have to be like you guys going into the 40-day fast. I hadn't been plugged in. I've been here, there, and yonder, and you told me that, and I thought, this is what we need. Mm-hmm. We need to be sure, because what I'm seeing in the blood is the women that I looked at had these tentacles coming off of the white blood cells that I'd never seen before.
Okay, and now before we start there, let me ask you one quick thing just so I want them to understand before we go into what you see in the blood now. Okay, when you have the blood, does it like, you know, when I interviewed the Jamaican last year, he said that, you know, the CRISPR technology cuts out God's name, the name of Yahweh. Now, do you know anything about that? And can you explain?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to preface all of this with, okay, I am doing the best I can to analyze and have the Holy Spirit, because I can sit up here and tell you all day long what I think is in this shot, but we don't really know. When it was experimental, they had the ability to say, okay, we're going to take mRNA, which is a messenger ribonucleic acid, and we're going to, you know, you've got a spike on the outside of the cell that can puncture cells and damage them. Some of them might get mRNA in and create another, and others might not. They tell you, oh, it doesn't do this, that, and the other, but messenger, it's like a little message that goes up to the cell and says, hey, I'm about to change your DNA to this. And whatever it is that they've messaged, like maybe it's HIV, a little sector of that, so it's going to stop your white cells from production. So that's the message. Or it could give you a message to have Parkinson's or a neurological. So we don't really, we're looking at this, they call it the clot shot because of the spike on the outside can go through there like a bowling ball and just puncture everything and make it clot together. And that's one way it can damage tissue. Then you've got a thing that can carry something into the cell and hook up to your DNA. See, now years ago in the prenatal programming and toxicity international conference, it's the international conference on fetal programming and developmental toxicity in Tarshawn, Faroe Islands, was 20 in May of 07. I'll hold that up. It's, I don't know if you guys can see, right there, but I'll try to get a copy of that to you, Dr. June. What it is this is their findings, okay? This was the CDC, the World Health Organization, the National Institutes of Health, and all of that. And they were telling you then, and I will read it for you if you'd like me to. Yes. And this is on regular vaccines. So we've got two ways that we can alter our DNA. One can be they can break the DNA, which causes disease, which can pass disease to all subsequent generations. Now we're not talking about something going in and damaging the DNA that's there. We're adding something to it.
Right. I got you.
So on here, it tells you the conclusion. This is looking at how do children's bodies program with toxins in them, like, and they even say in here, including vaccines. So I want to tell you, they're not just talking about other kind of toxins. They add including vaccines, and they tell you that three aspects of children's health are important in conjunction with developmental toxicity risks. What that means is there's going to be three aspects that are important that or that could potentially cause a child to develop disease from being toxic. Okay. And the three, the mother, first one is the mother's chemical body burden will be shared with her fetus or neonate, meaning whatever's in her body chemically, she's giving to the baby.
Okay.
So if you're eating food all the time that has glyphosate, that everybody has. I mean, I've seen that in a Zytoscan off the charts on my own children that were eating out too much during school when they were going, you know, to speech and debate or wrestling or whatever they were doing. They were eating out. And I mean, I thought, you know, I'm buying organic at home. That ought to be good enough. I'm helping detox some. They're not doing a ton of it, but they're young and they're sweating. Oh, no, it was literally off the charts. It's like that on everyone. And that is horrible for our body. That's that Roundup. And I mean, everybody seems to have that in their body.
Well, let me just clarify that one of our chat members is saying that that glyphosate is a pesticide.
Yeah, that's Roundup.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It is. Pesticides, dyes, preservatives, heavy metals, toxins. But people don't understand, Dr. June, regular vaccines. So they don't understand that the germ that they collected, they had to kill babies to get. It came from an aborted baby. These are regular, you know, rubella, okay, measles, mumps, and rubella. And, Whistler 38, they killed 38 babies before they got that germ because you have to have a germ come from somewhere to knock it back or attenuate it to grow it out and give a little bit to everybody, right? Or that's what they say they're doing. So if they're doing this, where did the germ come from? Where did they call it a cell line derivative, meaning this is coming. Where did this germ cell come from? Well, it came from aborted fetuses. So they kill a baby to get the germ, and then they grow it out in either another aborted baby's. You'll see it's a human diploid cell. That might be aborted baby's blood or whatever that they're growing it out in, or it could be a monkey liver that they're growing it out in that is riddled with disease that they've done a lot of experiments on, and then you're getting whatever is in that liver. I mean, so this is not something like one of the ladies at the autism conference. She looked in a tetanus and diphtheria shot, and she said, we found parasite eggs, human skin cells, all kinds of things that weren't supposed to be in there. And so where did the parasite eggs come from? Well, if you're growing something in a monkey liver, well, your liver filters your body. If you got parasites, it's probably trying to filter them out. So if you're growing something for humans in that monkey, then that's where that simian virus 40, remember SV40 that they found in the vaccines in the 60s, and they came out and said, oh, we found a simian virus in this shot, and they said, oh, we're going to take them off the market, but they didn't. They just kept giving them to everybody, and that caused cancer in a lot of people. So they don't really, you're not getting some stellar something that it, they probably don't even know what all is in it, even when they're doing the, because they haven't tested the monkey liver to see what's in it.
How would that affect the plant-based food? Because what they're doing there is they're taking the cell of an animal and they're printing it. They're printing the food. So what would that involve?
You mean, say that again.
Okay, plant-based food. Okay,
is going to be injected with the spike protein?
No, what they're doing is they're taking a, well, it may if they've got it, but they're taking a cell from an animal and they're making meat with it by printing it.
Okay, so let me explain my basic, like I'm going to try to give you understanding, and I have written about what that Dr. Mae Wan Ho was a geneticist that worked for the Queen of England, and she called these CRISPR type things they're doing where you are genetically modified food. Okay, let's take that, where they take a BT chromosome and hook it on to the corn chromosome, and it's what you call a loose construct. They just stick it on there. You know how the genome goes like this in a ladder, and you've got some little steps that go all the way across and some go halfway, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, that chromosome that goes halfway across, they just stick one on there. Okay, that's basically how they're doing this. It's not glued on there. It's not permanently. It's like a loose construct, she said. And she was concerned, and I covered this years ago. I'll try to make some copies of my paper that I wrote 21 years ago and covered pesticides, dyes, preservatives, heavy metals, toxins, vaccines, what they were grown in, their growth mediums, where the cell line derivatives come from, what they're attenuated with, everything. So all of that is causing disease in the blood. And so we've got to get to clean all this stuff up, because God doesn't want to be housed in all of this junk. And how are we going to be strong and healthy to go out and do the things he's asked us to do when we're breaking our DNA and causing all the, you know, there's a lot going on here that people don't know. And it's multiple. I mean, it's anything you're putting on your skin. It's what you clean your house with.
I've got to ask you something else. Okay, DNA, well, they have these terminologies in technology called Internet of Everything, Internet of Bodies, Internet of Medical Devices, Internet of Things. They also now have Internet of DNA. So can you talk to us about, okay, because they talk about, you know, the helix is what contains data. So they're going to be able to store our documents within our DNA, which is what they're trying to do. Yeah,
I'm going to try to talk about what I've read about some of this, because it's so shocking to me. Okay, they talk about telomeres, and you know, some of the stuff you read, people say, well, these telomeres have caps on the ends of them. And excuse me, they used to be, somebody has genetically altered us to where we don't have the telomeres. I mean, you hear all of this kind of stuff. Telomeres are the life extension of the body, all of this. Well, I was reading about this the other day because I've heard of telomeres and what, how to link, like all these different vitamins. And I was involved in research about one of them. And I had people call me just wanting to beat down the door for one bottle of this stuff. You know, it's craziness. And so, because it's life extension, supposedly. Well, what I found reading or watching a video, this man said they took a book. And they were able to put it, I believe he said, on the end of a telomere. Don't hold me to that, because I got to go back. I got to make sure of what part of the body they were putting this on. It could have been DNA. But he said that they were able to have replicate thousands of pages in this book on that one strand. It was just amazing, y'all. Yes. I couldn't believe it. And then they can duplicate it over and over and over as many times as they want in a body.
Yes, this I saw new. That they said they can take your entire lifetime of data in one little strand, we have so far. So if that is true, is it also true that our DNA houses the book of God? Like our DNA is literally recording our life story, so that our blood is accountable to God when we stand before him. It bears a record of our, is that true?
Yes, it is. I believe it's true. I do believe that from what I'm learning about energy and things, everything has a frequency. God is so amazing. He made everything have its own frequency. And so when you are, you know, your DNA has a sound, literally. And when you get well and you get delivered from demonic forces, you literally have a different sound, because demonic forces are a frequency as well.
Wow.
And you can I've been thinking, this is kind of strange now. A Zytoscan reads everything energetically. I have some friends that have one. I've been researching. I think I want to get one to have at my office. I have a colleague that I use to send most people to, but he used to give you all the information. He doesn't do that, and I really want all the information. So I didn't realize that it read chakras, and I'm not into all of that, but it talked about anger and rage and people that had, you know, all of these negative demonic emotions that God says in the Bible are contrary to the spirit. You could see it. It was picking it up.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, are these in the flesh still that need to be dealt with, that could be causing sickness and disease, and they don't know it because nobody has told them that if they open a door to the enemy in the spirit realm, he can enter the flesh. Even if you're saved, then you open a door mm-hmm. to the enemy willingly. He can come in and reside in the flesh and cause problems, and you've got to renounce that sin and confess it and get, but you don't hear that either in church anymore.
That's true.
So I think God is wanting to restore foundations in our lives so yes. we can be well.
Yes. Okay. So basically with the CRISPR technology, can you kind of, you know, put that into layman's terms as well? What is it?
And, you know, okay, within it's the like the mRNA. Okay. Like mRNA. It's like somebody that has a message and they go up and go, knock, knock, knock. Hey, I'm going to give you this information to add to your cake so that it now won't be chocolate. It's going to be chocolate peanut butter.
Okay.
And so this is saying, hey, you're not going to have this DNA anymore. It's going to have this addition to it. It's just giving you a message to now, instead of copy your cells this way, we're adding this and all your cells are going to be copied this way. So you
that's
see,
basically what transhumanism is. Is it's yes. it's inserting another entity, really.
Right. Correct.
I mean, that's really
well, they call them in, like when you are talking about genetically modified food, where they take a germ, a chromosome from a germ and hook it on to when you take a chromosome of a germ,
yeah,
and you hook it on to food, you have now made what they call a new novel protein that the body has never seen before, and it can cause a tumor and cause cancer and kill you. So yeah, it's adding something not good. I wouldn't want to mess around with none of that. And the problem is that we've been putting this stuff in our bodies, and now we've got people with autoimmune disease. And then you go to the doctor and they say, I've got this autoimmune disease. And they say, well, we think it might be to this, but we really don't know. We just really don't know. We're this advanced and we just really don't know. How did we get here? But Dr. June, if people would really go back to the Bible and just read what it says, you know, nobody, and I mean, I'm talking about me now. I was led, you know, to go back to school and to do all this stuff, but it doesn't mean that my flesh says it's easy to do any of it. I grew up with a mama who was a school teacher.
Oh, that's a good way to put it, Leah.
It's hard. When you start messing with people's food, you getting in their business, girl, yeah. You know, including me, you know.
Right,
so
I got you.
We've got to get to where, okay, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
And they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. So God was talking to me one day in the shower, and he said, what's in your tongue, Leah? And I said, taste buds. And he said, so if you get used to eating something that tastes bad, you know, you'll get used to that's bad for you, not taste bad. That's you like it. You're eating it. It's great, but it's bad for you. You want to stop doing it. But when you start trying to eat the things that you know you should, they don't taste as good. But
yeah,
if you hang on
to that.
And you'll keep doing it for about 30 days, when you go back and eat those things that you used to like, you don't want them no more.
That's
but
right,
you got to
amen.
Retrain those taste buds.
Yes, that's correct. Absolutely.
But it's so worth it, guys.
Yes.
It is.
Okay, because now, when somebody's going grocery shopping and they want to get healthy foods, what is the thing that they should look for? Can you give us some tips?
Well, if you can get anything that is homegrown in your area, you know, is going to be better. And if you can talk to the people who are growing your food to say, is where is this grown and does it have, is it organic or what type of, you know, fertilizer do you use? You can use 90C minerals, and that is phenomenal fertilizer. They say, oh, fertilizer run out, but if you can get 90C minerals, it's cheap and it's great and it's good for you. It's good for your animals. It's good for the ground. It alkalinizes the body. It helps unstick the blood. Everybody needs more minerals in our body to alkalinize our body. But You need to eat as much live food that God made. You know, if God made it, eat it. Unless it's something that is questionable about whether it should be a food.
Like something, yeah.
Some people, like mushrooms, some people can't eat peanuts. That, you know, some people can't eat certain things. Don't eat things that you know that you could potentially be allergic to, but eat food that God made. And, you know, you're going to need to have a well-balanced, rounded diet. We know the food pyramid was a lie, okay? You know, nobody needs that much bread every day, you know, and grain. So, you know, if people would just start, and I know it's overwhelming, y'all. We're in a culture that is fast, and we don't want to cook, and it takes time. But if we would learn to eat raw food, it's quick. You just grab an orange, grab an apple, grab a banana, but nobody really wants that. It doesn't taste good. Got to learn. Start with a snack. Replace your snack of a candy bar with a banana. Replace your, you know, soda with, if you have to go from soda to sweet tea first, and then go from sweet tea to unsweet tea, then to water, but just slowly get yourself slow changes. Now, if you're sick, you got to make fast changes. You know, not you, if you're on the borderline of being a diabetic or thinking maybe some cancer or something, you got to get a hold of yourself, because you got to know that when these diseases start progressing and getting, a lot of times it's a fight. I mean, and it isn't no easy win either. You got to really do. Dr. Lorraine Day, she talked about that, and
yeah,
it wasn't
awesome.
An easy win for her, but she did it.
Yes, let me ask you this. You know, we're going into that 40-day fast, and when you go into a fast, what actually happens to your body?
Well, when you start, okay, so your body literally starts dying, you know? I mean, and as you're physically, it's not like dying instantly, but it actually resets your immune system after a few
wow.
days. So what happens is when you start dying in the flesh, you start hearing more in the spirit in that part of it. But when you are actually fasting, your body goes into a state of shock a little bit at first. It's like, oh no. And then, you know, it starts to help with the inflammatory. It sends out things to decrease inflammation. It starts cleaning it up. So you want to drink plenty of fluid when you're doing that, unless you're called to do, I mean, I don't know. I'm not one that wants to fast water, because you can't do that a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't recommend it either.
I can't possibly, but I don't, you know, everybody has to do their own convictions, but they need to be smart and wise. It's what I'll say.
Yeah.
I won't speak to anybody doing what, if that's what they're leading, but personally for me, I have to know that you're hydrated enough to get behind a wheel and not pass out.
Right.
You know, if you're driving and you've got little children, we got to be smart and balanced. But yes, Dr. June, I mean, there is a doctor that I listened to. I read about him, not listened to, sorry. He actually healed a lot of diseases through strictly just fasting and drinking water. And he would put these people in hotel rooms, and let's say some people had a headache. Well, they might have fasted for a few hours and got rid of it, or a day or two or three days or whatever. Some people might have diabetes or cancer, and each one took longer to, you know, certain ones might take longer, but they were all healed by fasting.
Wow.
Yeah, it was shocking.
Well, I found out that after the third day that your body kicks into overdrive and goes out and starts healing the dead cells.
That's right.
A very healing process. So one of the questions in the chat is, how long would you recommend doing just water only? How long can a body do that?
Well, some people's bodies are healthier than others. I would have to, it's an individual basis. But for me, myself, I have only fasted like water for 24 hours. I mean, that for me, I have done, because I have 5 children and 10 grandchildren, and I've been in school. And if I'm doing a fast, I'm usually doing some sort of a shake with some vitamins because my body has to be moving. So it's going to depend on each. If you have the ability to go and seclude yourself in a room for 2 weeks and you don't need to be able to function normally, then I believe everybody's fast is personal and between them and the Lord on what he asks them to do.
Yeah.
Because there will be a time, I believe, that, you know, I think we should be fasting some now, like you guys are doing, mm-hmm. because, you know, if we cannot, what is that scripture that talks about? If we can't run with the footman, how are we going to run with the horseman? You know, this is stuff that's going on is bad, but I'm talking when we start seeing some really bad stuff, we got to get ourselves built up for this fasting thing because we may only have one meal a day exactly. with all of the food plants closing down, you know?
Yeah. Okay, now let's go back to the blood.
Okay.
I will never, ever forget the phone call that I got from you when you saw what you saw. In that after the V, we say V, whenever it come out. So would you mind telling the bride about our conversation in that phone call?
Okay. Well, I didn't really know what I would be looking for. And I'll give you a real quick little dissertation about blood. There's red blood cells. There's white blood cells. There's platelets. And there's plasma. The plasma is negatively charged, and the red blood cells are supposed to be negatively charged. That means they would not stick to each other. You know how they're the same. Well, when you start, the blood is supposed to be at 7.36 to 7.4 pH. When you eat food that's acidic, that pH drops, and the red blood cells start sticking together, and they can't carry oxygen because they lose their negative charge. So that we're working off of energy here, you know. So a lot of people's blood right now is just completely stuck together. And I saw a lot of that. But I mean, I saw some of that before. But one of the things I noticed with all of the vaccinated, I mean, sorry, the people,
yeah.
I'll get this right. They had these little dots running all in the plasma, like it would look like almost sometimes if you eat food, it can go into the bloodstream for about 4 hours and then it'll go out. But it looked just like massive amounts, and it looked like bigger dots than food, and it was just running everywhere in the plasma. And I was like looking at the doctor that trained me, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, I have no idea. You know, I'm thinking, what is this? I may have to hook up. Sorry, my phone's going down. These phones are great, but then they run out of juice.
Yeah.
But so I was looking. We went in one day, and I was looking at the blood, and I saw what Carrie Madej saw. It looked like a vibrating small little clear white octopus just vibrating. You could see the tentacle things on it on a cell. And I was like, wow. And I had my son with me that day, and he was there, and he had said, Mom, what is that? You know, and I said, Son, I'm not sure. It looks parasitical to me. I don't know what it is. This is, I mean, we're in uncharted waters. We have no idea.
Right,
you know, this
right.
is something we've never seen. But, we haven't, I mean, I had some people die from cancer that took it, some men, because the men, when I looked at the blood from the shot, did not have white blood cells at all in the sample. They were non-existent. So the immune system was not functioning normally for the men. I don't understand why the women had tentacles on their cells. They say, when I looked it up, that that COVID can cause tentacles, but these people never had COVID. They had the shot. I've looked at people that had COVID and they didn't have tentacles. So I don't know. I mean, these are just medical questions. I mean, it looks a certain way, but in medicine, you have to have a large group to look at everybody. You know what I mean? We're talking clinical trials in order to say for sure. So I'm talking off the cuff here.
Okay,
what I've
let me
seen.
Ask you this, sis. Is it called Hydra?
That is what I got the Hydra from Carrie Madej.
Yeah.
But I also had already gotten it when I Googled. Every time I research, I would type it in like white blood cells with tentacles coming off. And I would get information and I would read, or I would look for, vibrating, clear looking octopus on cells and after COVID. So I would find different information about, all of that. But you never know, Dr. June, if the information is true. You don't have enough sample to tell. All you do is say, this is what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
You can't say this for sure of anything. And especially with it being experimental, they could have a messenger RNA that takes in something that says this or that, but they tell you that it really isn't doing that. But
yeah.
That's what pretty much genetic modification in CRISPR is.
Oh.
And I don't see how they can tell you it's not doing that when the other doctors are out there saying that it is doing that. So we're all looking at, we don't know, but I'll tell you what I do know, that God said to keep your blood pure and to stay out of these places where God, if you know who started it and it isn't, and it's in direct opposition to the kingdom of God, then why is the kingdom of God going there to get it?
Come on, amen, amen. Let me ask you something. Do y'all live in or near Branson, Missouri?
We live near Branson, and that's where my office is. I'm right on 76. And I will, if someone wants to come in and do a blood analysis, what I do is I explain a little bit about it. I give them a sheet. We go through it together. You stick your finger. There's a little slide. There's a microscope with the blood under it. And then there is a camera hooked up to a television screen. And you're sitting in a comfortable chair just as I go through the blood and show you what's there and what is altered and why it might potentially be altered. But the main thing that happens in people's blood is acidity. Okay. And that is the main problem with our health, is that we are having all of what causes our pH level to drop and everything to stick together, acidity. That's when you go into acid is down on the 1, 0 to 7. And then you go into the base, which is alkaline. So when you start dropping way down, I'll just give you an example. Let me give you a quick example so you can see how people, I just didn't see it either. Okay. A Coke is a 15 ounce soda of any kind that has, carbon in it is a 2.2 on the pH scale. So it's way down on the other end. Well, that's much more acidic. So you drink one soda and your blood is supposed to be at 7.36 to 7.4 and you're putting something in that's way down here at a 2.2. Well, it's going to drop it. And then you're going to lose the negative charge on your red blood cells. And then they're going to start sticking together where you're not carrying oxygen nutrients and getting rid of carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
And
so
all
what
of that.
Happens is there the, when you drink a Coke, it's sucking oxygen because of the acid in it, right?
Well, what it's doing is it's making it's acidic. Okay. So 0 to 7, let's say on the scale there is acid. Okay. Down at the top from 7.3 is alkaline. So when you add something that's acidic, it's going to drop and make you acidic and you're going to lose the negative charge and your cells are not going to work well. They're going to stick to the plasma. They're going to stick to each other and you're not going to carry oxygen and you're not going to get rid of carbon dioxide and your body's going to get sick and diseased. And everybody's walking around like that now. Most of people are walking around with cells that aren't functioning correctly. It's a miracle people are living. I don't even know how any oxygen, because I'm looking at these people's blood and they're all
Some people have not one free floating cell. Yeah, let me throw something out there. And I know some people are probably thinking this too. What about 5-Genesis? We know the.
Oh, it's the worst. That is why.
Yes.
Let me kind of download y'all for this. On the on this shot thing, or the V. So you got the spike, which is damaging like a bowling ball rolling and just damaging everything and causing damage to the tissue because it's like going through there just like a knife, you know. Then you got something that can inject and cause this over here. Then you got, you know, all this kind of stuff. Now they tell you, this is Leah's, my reading of what some doctors say is happening, and then I'm reading what other doctors are saying it doesn't happen. I lean more to it's probably happening because of the symptoms that we are seeing that people have and all of that, like the clot shot. People are getting blood clots from puncturing with that spike protein can damage and cause a clot, you see. Yeah. So that's one way that you can be. Well, then you've got the vibrating octopus thing that's in the blood. I think that, Dr. June, I really think that may be what they're pulling out of people and died suddenly.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks kind of like that. I mean, you know how they said calamari with the, I'm not saying that it is, but if you're thinking trying to diagnose, that could be something going on. We don't know what that is. Nobody's going to, I mean, they only talk about, oh, it's a hydra. Only thing I could tell people to do would be maybe go in and have some thermal imaging done to their body, or do a thing where they go in and do the dye in the vein, which I wouldn't want to do that, but I guess it's better than got one of those growing and it's about to cut off the circulation in an area to where you're going to die. It's going to stop your blood from pumping. Yeah. So I'd rather figure out how to get the dye out of my body later and check to see if I, especially if you've got, like, I saw a guy had a limb that, you remember in that movie, his limb, his whole leg. Did you see that one big thing they pulled out that looked like a giant root of a tree?
No, I haven't watched the movie yet.
Oh, it's unbelieving. And Dr. June, Deagle Countries, years ago, I looked them up and they said that America had something like, this is an approximation, 350 million, 360 million people. But by the year 2025, we'd be down to 50 million. Where'd everybody go?
Yeah.
I mean, and now you're looking at, they said on that died suddenly, that in America, the government said that if 10% of the population died in a catastrophic event, it would be just catastrophic for us. Now they're saying 40%, and it's not catastrophic, it's apocalyptic.
Wow.
And they said that we would not have a standing military in 5 years.
Yeah.
So now,
go ahead.
No, now we see the goal here is not just, I mean, when you can't have this one world thing going on with a strong America, you got to start beating us down to where we'll ask and beg for help too, because they're not putting the UN on our soil for no reason.
Yes, that's right. And I'm gonna tell you something, that interview that I've got next week, Bride, this guy is from Silicon Valley. He's a tech expert that invented the, or was a part of the invention of the cell phones with the cameras. He's an expert on infrastructure and all of this, but he said they're already here, and that the lighting system is weapons and all this kind of stuff. So it is, I mean, we're at the boiling point right now.
Well, Dr. June, this 5 Genesis, I went and I testified in my town, and I told them, I read what the man that went to the UN and all of them begging them not to do it, the worldwide experts saying this is all this stuff. I read that to them and I said, look, this is, these doctors were saying, this is an experiment on humanity that's never been done before. And we don't know what's going to happen to our children. And these were doctors that were pediatricians, that were pediatric neurologists and stuff, saying, please, this is not good. We don't know what it's going to do. All they cared about was how make it look good to go down the strip on in town. And I said, well, I hope you're not one of the ones that need to sit down across from me whenever this goes down.
Well,
I was mad.
I guess a lot of people that are not doctors or in the medical industry understand why in the world are these doctors globally going along with this. I mean, they've got to see that they continue to have the same people come in with the same problems and the root of it. I mean, they've got to see that.
Well, they're blind, because I was blind until I fasted for 3 days. Because when you take a lie and you put Christianity on it, like this doctor is a Christian and this is a Christian school and we're teaching you this, that's a hard lie to break out of for a lot of people, because you think, how can it be such a big lie? It is. Just go ahead on, y'all. It's a lie. You know, It's a lie. And we got to wake up to the fact that, yes, it's a massive lie. But Jesus told us that Lucifer was the god of this world, and he wasn't joking. And if you don't mind, I want to read something to you that is important. This is that prenatal programming. It talks the mother's chemical body is going to be shared with the fetus or neonate, and the child is then likely to be exposed to larger doses relative to body weight, meaning, okay, he's small and the mama's got is big. She's got this stuff in her body, but because he's small, he's going to have a bigger dose for a smaller person. You see what I mean? So Her body has this stuff in it, and they're giving it to a little baby in her, and it's causing problems. Third, developmental exposures to toxicants can lead to lifelong functional deficits and manifestations of increased disease risks. Let me say that again for y'all. Developmental exposures. That means when you're a baby and you're developing and you're exposed to a toxin, it can lead to a lifelong deficit of function, meaning you don't walk well, or you don't talk well, or you have a learning disability, or you don't see well. And manifestation of increased disease risk. So you can have an increase in disease risk if you get toxins in your body early on. Now, it also says research into the environmental influence on developmental programming, meaning how does a baby's eyes program to see, lungs to breathe, ears to hear? So that's what developmental programming is. So research into the environmental influence, like what's in this environment and how is it influencing your child's eyes to see, ears to hear, lungs to breathe, you see?
Yeah.
So it's of health and disease. So it's research into the environmental influence on the developmental programming of health and disease has therefore led to a new paradigm of toxicologic understanding. That means, hey, we figured out something about these toxins that we didn't know. and it has, it affecting your child's body functions. So it says the old paradigm developed over 4 centuries ago by Paracelsus, or some people Clesus, I don't know the man's how to pronounce it exactly, but he was a dark magician. You should know that. For centuries, this is a developed over 4 centuries ago, a paradigm by this guy was that the dose makes the poison, meaning you can get a little bit of this stuff in your body, it's okay, but if you get a lot of it, it's poisonous. However, they say, 4 exposures sustained during early development, the most important issue is that the timing makes the poison. This extended paradigm deserves wide attention to protect the fetus and child against preventable hazards. Part of the new insight derives from numerous animal studies on fetal programming, or your baby's body developing, being responsible for. These are the things that toxins, they are telling you, they have found are causing in humans, because we're giving babies shots. It's programming your system wrong, so it's responsible for reproductive issues, immunological issues, neurobehavioral issues, cardiovascular and endocrine dysfunctions and diseases, as well as certain cancers and obesity. These adverse effects have been linked to chemical pollutants at realistic human exposure levels, similar to those occurring from environmental sources like vaccinations. Now, I added that part myself, but I'm going to read this next part here. What was it doing? Among the mechanisms involved, particular concern is raised about changes in gene expression due to altered altered epigenetic markings, which may not only lead to increased susceptibility to disease later in life, but the effects may also be passed on to subsequent generations. So wow. What that's telling you is we're injecting you with some stuff, and it's causing the breaks in the DNA, and it can cause all this disease, and it can be passed to your children and subsequent generations. And you hear everybody say, well, vaccines didn't do anything, or these didn't do anything to me. Well, you're not dead yet. Didn't you hear that part on the end where it says, later in life may cause disease later in life, like dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or multiple sclerosis or whatever else, autoimmune diseases. So we're dealing, Dr. June, we've been dealing with this issue for a long, long time. I never in my life would have thought that a Christian, and I'm one, and I, this is how you say, why are we so brainwashed? How did we get to where we thought, okay, it's okay to take a mother and kill her baby and get germs out of it and go and grow it out in another dead baby's blood or a decaying animal's organs and then put chemicals on it and draw it up and inject it into each other and say that's health care? How did we get here?
Right.
And how did the church buy it? How did we say it's okay to take, kill a baby and commit a, abortion to get a germ and mix it with poison and inject it and say, this is good? Something's wrong with people. We're in a trouble. That's what I mean. The brain has bought this to the point that people who have damaged their children and been told by doctors this was a bad batch of vaccines are still going out and getting other vaccines for themselves.
Do you believe it could be that way for animals as well, as far as...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, we need to detox our bodies, Dr. June. Glutathione is the major thing that I have seen that has reversed disease in my life and in other people's lives.
What's it called again?
Glutathione.
Gluta, spell that. G-L-U-T-A...
T-H-I-O-N-E, glutathione. And there's an article that I would like to refer you guys to that I think is phenomenal. Now, I'm not a Huffington Post fan, but this article is good. It's called Glutathione, the Mother of All Antioxidants. And it's written by Dr. Mark Hyman. And he was like $1,500 to $1,800 for one visit, and it was cash only. He was one on the doctors and all of that, and he took care of several presidents. Yada yada. He would be the guy that you would go to if you really wanted to get healed. So but you got to pay high price to get in there. But he wrote this article, and he explains that, you know, glutathione is the most important molecule you need to stay healthy and to prevent disease. Yet you probably never heard of it. So it's important, and he explains how to boost glutathione, and they give 9 tips to optimize glutathione in that article. And number 2 is bioactive whey protein isolate, and that's what I use because it's easy to use, and it has clinical trials, and it's got 65 clinical trials and 12, and it's for cancer. It's patented for cancer. And I've seen it get rid of cancer.
Well,
quickly,
somebody
so
wrote in the chat room that NAC, which is what I take, 1,000 milligrams, NAC is a precursor to glutathione, right?
It is, and so is the best way to boost glutathione is to use precursors. Double bonded cysteine is what is in ImmuniCal, and it's the only thing that I have found that will cross the blood-brain barrier and detox things out of the brain. And it carries this double bonded cysteine into the cell, and then it produces the glutathione inside the cell. Then it goes out of the cell, and what glutathione is a molecule. It has a sticky, smelly sulfur molecule on one side that sticks to pesticides, dyes, preservatives, heavy metals, toxins, cancer cells, and precancer cells, and removes them from the body. The other side is recycling all of your vitamins to keep them around so that your body can utilize them instead of just flushing them.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Now, going back to the blood, okay, what can, will it even help us to detoxify? We're not talking about whether you took the V or not, but I'm just saying with the, you know, the regular toxins, because you said that almost all blood that you've looked at, you know, over the past few years is tainted pretty much.
Even mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, what can we do to help? Like, do we detoxify? What do we need to do?
I think a lot of what we're seeing, number one, is stress in America because we don't know how to be at peace, y'all. I mean, we get stirred up about stuff. And, you know, we're supposed to be righteousness, peace, and joy. And the Holy Ghost, pray for me, y'all. I'm not there. Yeah. I'm in the end times. I don't feel that. I want to walk in it, but I'm trying. But I think major is stress because stress cranks out cortisol, which is acidic on that scale, which causes your blood to stick together. So that's a huge issue. Then you've got the physical stressors instead of the emotional and mental stressors of the pesticides, the foods, the 5Gs, all of that. So we need to ground. We need grounding shoes, or we need to go barefoot outside and get in nature. People can't heal where they were harmed. So if they were harmed in a city, they need to be out in nature somewhere grounding, and they need to be capable of finding people that they can trust to help them heal. So that's another thing we're going to be doing hopefully here is some of that, hopefully doing some rebuilding the foundations in our emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, relational, because these are all foundations that in America are completely whacked, if not completely broken.
Yeah, I want to say this, that is what me and Papa's doing with me and you talked about this and Randy, and with the Garden of Eden Farm is a way for people to come and get out of the city, get out to be able to rest. You know, that's, so that just made sense for that. I've got a question from Papa. He says, what is the best source to get that glutathione? Where can we buy that?
So for me, I have looked at NAC. I've taken NAC. I've got NAC here now. I think it's great. But something about it being a food and a protein that the body, you know, proteins are our building blocks of our body. Okay. And so this is a pure protein source. So it's isolated out of raw, basically minimal pasteurized milk. The deal is when they pasteurize raw milk, they kill the bioavailability of this protein. So it just makes it null and void and it's not good for you. They tell you it's to get rid of the germs. They don't want you to drink raw milk. They know glutathione is in raw milk. So, or precursors to glutathione. But what's great about this product is they've isolated it out and concentrated it. So normally, you'd have to drink 280 gallons of raw milk to get what's in one box of this Immunical. And so what it is it's isolated and concentrated, and you dump it like it's just a powder. You can dump it in yogurt and stir it up and eat it, just as long as you're not eating a ton of protein, because the body competes for protein absorption and you want to be absorbing the Immunical. But I take mine in yogurt, just a little bit, not the high, you know, protein yogurt that they have now. I just use it just like Greek yogurt, a couple of teaspoons, and I throw my Immunical in there. Sometimes I'll use platinum. It was reformulated by a 40-year cancer research specialist, Dr. Drobe from, I believe it was Yale or Harvard. I can't remember which one. But anyway, all of these people, all of these men have lived to be into their 90s. And the lady that discovered it is like, I think 106 or something. And she's still going and teaching people about this stuff. But you can buy it online. You just type in IMMUNOCAL, Immunical, and then you can hit buy Immunical for less $59 and see if you can get a box for that. And then it's cheapest to buy like that online. Now you can get a prescription, but it's going to be way too much because Obamacare stopped all nutraceuticals, which are a class of medicine that is called medicinal foods. So it is considered a medical, like a drug, but it's actually a medicinal food. So the class of drug is nutraceuticals. But Obamacare stopped all nutraceuticals from being covered. So they just are not. Used to, you could get Immunocal if you had a wasting issue, if you had HIV. I mean, it helps people with HIV, cancer, all long-term chronic illness.
So is it okay to get the glutathione 500 milligram? Is that good?
Well, I don't. Okay, now, if you're buying, you need to take glutathione in a precursor form, because if you take glutathione, it's going to be destroyed in your gut and you're just going to waste your money. Some okay. people take it and you might get 1% of it. I mean, if that's all you got, yeah. But I mean, if I've got a choice and I have my druthers, I'd rather be taking the Immunocal, you know.
Yeah. So would it be considered, let me put it on the screen. Are you able to see what we're doing over here, sis? Like whenever I put, are you able to see the program on the screen?
Let me see. I can see you.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I've got it on the screen right now. They have on Amazon, they've got Immunocal boosters. Is that
well, don't do booster. Do the okay. Immunocal. It's in a blue box if you want regular. That one is nothing but the protein. The platinum one is not the one that's in the PDR. You cannot change a substance after it's in the physician's desk reference. It's just you can't. You'd have to start all your clinical trials over with the new version to have the evidence. So they don't do that. All the clinical trials have been done with the regular Immunocal, and it's been phenomenal. They added some minerals to potentiate the effects to make it better for the body in the platinum version. So if you're over 50 and you like that, I mean, some people say it has a little bit different of a taste, and I don't really need that much difference. You just throw it over an orange juice and take an egg whisk, a handheld egg whisk. Don't beat and don't heat. It destroys the bioavailability of the protein. So egg whisk only, stir it, and you can, it is very easy to do that way, but it might take about 1 minute to stir.
All right, let me ask you this, please. Is it okay to take a generic form like this one is called Orthomol?
Well, now I'll say this, the ones as a medical person, you know, I want to use the one that has clinical trials just because but now there is one that I have heard is called One World Whey, W-H-E-Y, that's supposed to be not pasteurized either. You know, it's filtered, supposedly. There's supposed to be another one.
Oh, I see right here. Okay.
But when you buy that Immunocal, Dr. Jim, you don't have to take it every day. Now, if you've got cancer, that's different. Cancer, you need to fight. So, you know, but if you're doing like just a detox, you might want to take it daily for 6 weeks, and then you can start going to every other day or every third day, so it's not quite as expensive. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to detox. Now, if you have mercury fillings, you can't go start taking chelating agents to get rid of heavy metals. Some people want to get rid of the heavy metals, and they'll go take alpha lipoic acid. Do not do that, because you've got metals still in your mouth. The only thing that I know of that's safe to take that's not going to bind to that mercury and carry it to other parts of your body like chelating agents do is glutathione.
Really?
So that's why, yeah. The Immunocal and the NAC.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you for answering here. I'm going to go back over here to you, and then we're going to start going down the list of questions that the bride is asking. We're going to start from the top. Anybody All right. has a question, please put it in the room, and I'm going to go ahead and start from the top. Okay, here we go. First of all, we know there's like in the beginning, there was three different V's for the C. Okay, but only one of them was mRNA, or was all of them?
I have heard that they added the mRNA to the boosters. I have heard.
Now that,
and because it was experimental. See, we're setting up here, just we don't know. We have no idea. They tell you it is. But I'll say this, Dr. June, they are probably doing certain, like, there's got to be, if they're doing this and they've got this mRNA and this and all, they've got to be, Why would they keep it experimental? Why? Yeah, unless exactly. They were testing other things on people to see, what if we do this in this one? And what if we do this in that one? So it's kind of hard to say on all of that because it was experimental for so long. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I would not, if there is something that they are utilizing that mRNA for a next step, it would not be surprising to me if they put it in the booster shots. Or, you know, they swapped back and forth. So you got this, and now I'm giving you the J&J booster. Who knows? I mean, you just really don't know. I mean, I have stayed away from this stuff as much as I can. But when you see it in the blood, and you've had patients literally die of cancer, and you saw that they had no white blood cells, that is very concerning to me. I mean, I would never put anything in my body that was experimental. I don't understand why anyone else would do that either. Right. I mean, each person has to choose what they want to do for themselves, but why would you want to be a guinea pig for the government?
Well, because they are pressured by their job. You know, they want to travel. They don't want to lose their benefits. Okay, let's go on to the next one up here. Okay, so the next question is, will you be their nurse?
Well, depends on how far you live away. I've done home nursing, but, you know, I'll tell you, I loved being a nurse. What I did not like about it was the amount of time that you had to do paperwork. Sometimes if you did one admission could take 6 hours of paperwork, and the rest of the time was 30 to 40 minutes with the patient, but yet 6 hours to do an admission. Y'all, they're running the medical field. I'm going to be very honest with you. I think they're going to have to start shortening. Well, I've already seen it. I've already seen when my daughter was in the hospital. These nurses coming out don't know how to start an IV. They've never even tried. I mean, they don't, you know, and then you're waiting. You got something going on where you're in a code and the person in charge is called. You're in charge of the IV. You do this, you do that. And then they stand there and figure out, oh, that lady's too scared to tell you she just got out of school and can't start an IV.
Right.
You're in the cold where somebody's dead. This is what you're dealing with.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick little commercial break so you can take a break and get you some water and stuff. And yes, you're welcome. Let's let her get a drink and we're going to take a commercial break. One moment. Screen and move on to the next question. All right. So the next question is, do they require you at your facility to give people the V? Has that been an issue? Or do you just say, I refuse to be a part of this? Or what has happened in that way?
I have my own office, so I'm in charge.
Okay.
So nobody's telling me when to come into work or if I want to. So, you know, not yet. I'll say that.
Yeah. Okay.
When COVID happened, the building requirements came out, you know, that building, they said you have to take and put, but we had this gal that I really liked from the health food store, and she wrote a little cool note up that said, but if you're sick of it at the bottom, you don't have to wear a mask because, you know, if you're, and so it was really cool that we had a lot of people that were understanding that this was not something good. So, you know, I feel like Dr. June, we have, you know, but I've been on the soapbox when, I mean, everybody thought I was nuts when my daughter was, you know, and I'm going, wait a minute, look, you know, I literally wrote 157 reference paper. I got angry, you know, I was like, I did this to my child, you know, so I was upset, but it was finally almost for me for a while. It was like, oh, thank you, Lord. People are awake. I don't have to say anything anymore. I'm good. I've been talking about this for so long, but now I kind of, with what all's going on in a little bit of a not completely different direction from autism and things that God is leading me, but a little bit different direction, I am now revamping, and we're going to have another little office down in, you know, out in the other state. So we'll have two offices for a while, and we'll see what Heavenly Father wants to do with that. But I'm focusing right now on prevention. I think a lot of, I mean, I don't mind helping people, but I think that if someone is a Christian and they didn't understand and they took the shot, that, and they come into an understanding, the first order of business is repentance and asking God forgiveness.
Yes.
And then, God, what do I do now? Is there anything that you want me to do? I mean, God may have already taken care of it for some people. We don't know, but I mean, that to me is the next step, because God knows what you got when I don't, and neither anybody else did. And if I'm looking at an eighth of a drop of your blood, I may not see what all's there. You know, it might not be in just that small of amount, but if it is there, you know, it's probably definitely more of it in your body otherwhere.
Yes, right.
Else.
I got you.
So,
okay, here's the next question. Okay, do you believe in earthing or grounding? I don't know what that means.
Well, that means, okay, the earth has a certain frequency it's vibrating at.
Okay.
And when you ground, we're throwing off our body's flow of the earth. It should be like, you know, normally you should be standing barefooted on the earth, and this energy is flowing in and through and all around you, but we're disrupting that normal flow of energy with electronics. And so if you ground yourself, it takes 15 minutes to get your body back grounded. But as soon as you put your phone back up against your body, you're not grounded. So if you can stay in a grounded state, like all day long or all night long, like you could get something that could actually stop the EMFs from coming off of your phone and stop, like, they've got clothing. But the thing is, I don't know which brands are good, but if it is working and possible, that would be good. The only other thing I know is to do like me, go as far as away from it in the woods as you can.
Yeah.
And go outside and ground and stay in that state as long as you can.
Well, I've got to say, this makes so much sense to me. When I went across the country in 2017, when God sent me the 36 states, 18,000 miles that I told you guys about for 6 months, when he had me prophesy over those six cities, he told me, take your shoes off and plant your natural feet on the ground, and then prophesy in the heavens what I tell you to say. I've never understood why he gave me that instruction, but maybe that is part of the grounding, huh?
There is something to, I believe there is a spiritual aspect to physical things too. So yes, ma'am. I think there is something that is saying, I'm going to put my body back on the earth that God took us out of, literally, you know, and get back in that frequency of sound and utilize my voice, my vocare, for the kingdom like you were doing. He wanted it to be as pure and back right ringing like it could, girl, because you're making a sound in that spiritual realm that was a war sound, and he wanted to make sure they knew who it was.
Bam, in your
face.
That's
right. That's right.
All right, so let's move on to the next question. is drinking apple cider vinegar a good thing?
I'll say this. Yes, but you got to like how it tastes, and some people don't. So don't try to force yourself to do something, because it is very good. It's alkalinizing to the body. It's unsticking all the cells. So is Shilajit. It's a mineral type thing that's really great for the body that's been coming out. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do to fight and prevent disease, but the best thing that we can do is get our circadian rhythms right, turn off your router at night, go to sleep from 10 at night to 2 in the morning. There are healing hormones that are released in the body that are not released in the body at any other time. So you can only get them from 10 to 2.
Wow. That was amazing.
Well, that's what Lorraine Day was talking about. She learned everything she could because she was fighting it the way God said to do it. And I never forgot that. I thought, wow, man, I need to remember that, because I'm a night owl, you know.
Yeah.
I've got to get my rear end in bed sometime, you know.
Yes. Okay, here's the next. Well, first let me say about the apple cider vinegar. Papa, which is Dennis, he tells us, he makes me and him one, is out of the hot water, we boil water, and he puts a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar and honey and mixes it, and it kind of takes a lot of that twang out. Okay, this question is from Eli. He's one of our moderators, and he says, why does his son, which is 35, his wife is 38, the son is 12, another son is 10, all had the horrible flu, but the baby girl, which was 3 years old, had the flu shot. Yes, I'm heard about that, he says, but he insists that she did not get sick because of the flu shot. Is there any good news at all out of this? This one has me a little worried.
Now, wait a minute. Everybody got the flu, but the baby didn't, and she got a shot?
That's the way he's got it. It doesn't make sense, Eli. The way that he's got it worded is, his son, 35, wife, 38, son, 12, son, 10, all had the horrible flu. But the baby girl is the only one that got the flu shot. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'll just say this. Our bodies are, when the sun moves further away in the winter, we don't get as much vitamin D. And that's when people start getting sick. And then you get people that go out and get a flu shot. And then it depends on if it's, you know, what's in it. Who knows what they're giving you. I mean,
okay, he clarified it. He said that the baby did get a flu shot. Why did she get a flu shot at 3? I didn't know.
Because they're pushing it. They're pushing it.
I didn't know they gave babies the flu shot.
Girl, there's like something like, I don't know, the last time I looked, it was like 77 viruses they're injecting in, or, you know, germs in the first 2 years. And we used to go down and get like an MMR and a DPT. And, you know, you might get, that's a measles, mumps, rubella, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus. That's 6 in those 2 shots, germs that your body's got to start dealing with, you know. So I just, you know, I understand the difficulty in understanding about health. Sometimes children's bodies can deal with whatever was in the shot. Maybe they didn't have a lot. I don't know if it was a multi-dose vial, a single-dose vial. You know, maybe the baby just didn't have come into contact with anything that could have been contagious. Maybe she, you know, maybe the flu shot that she got was a single dose and she didn't have a MTHFR genetic mutation like 70 to 80% of the population. But I'll say this, sir, it's really hard to determine what's really going on without seeing all of you, because sometimes people don't have medical. They're not looking at what the in-depth side of things are. And there may be some things going on that you don't see or you're not aware of. Yeah. But what I would say is this, that is something that would be better determined probably by me looking at her blood. I mean, I've seen a 3-year-old that took their regular vaccines, and they came in and they had the most stressed liver I'd ever seen, even over 80-year-olds. So don't just think that it's okay because there's no sickness right now. You may have a child that has an overloaded liver and is struggling, like that 3-year-old, and bouncing off the walls and not able to be still, and ADHD, crying and fussing. But after about 3 months taking the Immunical, I saw them. It was strange. I don't normally just run into people, you know, in town there. It's kind of big with all the people, you know, guests coming from out of town. And she was with her mom and grandmother, and she was a totally different child. They were so happy because she wasn't bouncing off the walls. She wasn't stressed out. She wasn't crying all the time. So, yeah, it's a blessing to be able to help people. So I would say, sir, we don't really know about everyone's immune systems. And she, because flu also, if you're sick now, it's incubation period can be longer or shorter for people, depending on how much of the germ you're getting in your body. And an incubation period can be up to 2 weeks. 10 days, or it can be you get a lot of the germ in your week and you get it within 3 days. Well, so don't count it out.
Right. The bride is asking, could she, the little girl, could she have shed it? Can other vaccines shed?
Okay. You can, depends on, like, if you are, you can shed an attenuated virus, which means it is a, not alive all the way. It's alive, but they knocked it back a little bit. It's not dead, but it's somewhat alive. It's called an attenuated virus. So yes, you can shed attenuated viruses and people get sick. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, there you go, Eli. There's your answer. Okay, this one is from Miss Debbie. She said, is the Rh negative the least common type of blood?
It is the least common. Well, I'll say this. O negs are the ones they want the blood because everybody, it's the universal donor. Everybody can take that blood. Because why? Because when you're looking at it, okay, when you're looking at antigens, when you have an O, that means you don't have an antigen. And then if you don't have, you're negative for the rhesus antigen instead of positive, you have neither one. So if anybody else has all of those antigens, like an A positive or an O positive, it's not going to be affected by none and none, you see? O neg.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's a universal, but I don't know. I just know that I've studied blood types trying to probably find out some of the information that you guys may have.
Yeah.
But
okay, here's the next question. Is COVID, well, the C-19 actually real or fake? Well, how would you describe it? Because people are getting sick and whatnot. So what would you say?
Well, I'll say this. You know, you mean, was it naturally occurring or do I believe it was nefarious?
There you go. That's the best question. Yes.
Okay. I don't believe a lot of these diseases are these viral things. I've read about recombinant DNA and I've read about how they make bioweapons because I wanted to know. And they do recombinant DNA. They take a chicken carcinoma virus and a cat virus and they combine them and recombine them and do all this kind of stuff in these $1,500 monkeys that they pay to get and they test it on and they grow your vaccine out in the liver of them. Girl. No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean, people just don't know. But I just really wish that we had a better understanding of what and how these things are manufactured. And if you look at the children's health defense with, I believe they're part of the deal. But if you look at their findings, you know, Robert Kennedy and all of them that are talking about the, you know,
yeah.
So what they did was they looked at all of the, they were, that what they wanted to do was look at the, you're supposed to do a safety study on vaccines every 2 years, you know, to make sure that it, well, they went and they tried to get all those safety studies that were supposed to have been done and they wouldn't give them to them. So they had to file a Freedom of Information Act. and they filed the Freedom of Information Act for the CDC to give them, and they found out there hadn't been any done.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, you don't really know what any of this stuff, because they aren't doing any tests to tell you. So, right. I mean, it's pretty bad.
Well, let's move on to the next one. And do you mind these questions, or do you have to go? Just stop.
I'm good. I'm here until Randy shows back up on my doorstep.
Okay, very good. What do you recommend about donating plasma in these wild days? There's so many people giving plasma because they need money.
Well, let me say this. I was in a stressful situation, and I was fasting. And I was borderline anemic, and I became anemic. And I knew that I was becoming anemic, and they called like 12 times. This was last year. And I knew, and they were like, you have got to get here now. And they wanted to give me blood. They're like, you got to go to the emergency room right now and get blood. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not taking anybody's blood unless I know whose it is. And they haven't been taken, done that.
Yeah.
And so it took me a while to get myself enough blood. I thank God that I wasn't in like emergency dire need, had to be immediately. If my blood had dropped that quick, I could have died. I mean, anybody can die if your blood count goes that low. But I was fasting, and I thought I had this under control, but I forgot, you know, at our age, our ladies go through the perimenopause, which, if you're not bleeding normally for that, then you can go into anemia. And so I wasn't paying attention. I'm sidetracked trying to run here, there, and yonder. And then I realized I'm anemic. And by the time I knew it already, it was in the back of my mind. I kept thinking, okay, I'll take some more of this and that. And then I'd forget. And then I got to work. And even doctors make stupid mistakes. You know, you're so busy and you've got so much going on with kids and jobs and people that you're trying to help and all of that. Sometimes you have to say, I've got to take care of me too.
Yes.
So I'll say this, y'all, I had no idea. It was bad. If I had needed blood, I would have been in trouble. I would have been at the mercy of what they had had. So guys, if you think that you're going to need surgery, I would advise you to go give your own blood or have someone else to do it, but have them freeze it and put it on ice. I'll tell you this. We had to go through, it took about almost 3 months to get it lined up to give me blood. And by then, thank goodness, I had already brought it up naturally with supplementation and eating better. But I'll tell you, yes, it's a dangerous thing.
Praise God that you was able to discover that and take extra measures for that. Praise God.
Well, I'm going to say this, Dr. June, when you're a woman and you're a doctor and you're running and you're hitting that perimenopause stage, you're not paying that much attention. You're running back and forth and all that, and that can get in trouble, especially if you're fasting. So if you got people that are hitting that 40-day fast and you're in perimenopause and you know that you're not normal and you might bleed too much, do not overfast. Make sure that you are taking a blood builder. Those are the things. If you want me to give any information out about, you know, types of vitamins that I would recommend anyone, like a daily multi, what are they taking?
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, so what we have discovered is that there's like a large portion of the population that has an MTHFR genetic mutation. And some, the more of these genetic mutations that you have, the sicker you're going to be. Okay, because you're missing enzymes to break down certain vitamins that actually go through a methylation biologic. It's like a biochemical process to produce this glutathione to silence cancer genes. So what you need to do is get a methylcobalamin, which is a B12 that is not a cyanocobalamin, which has a cyanide molecule on there that has to be removed and the body dispose of it before it has to go through 5 conversions before the body can utilize it. And that's a man-made synthetic B12. cyanocobalamin. If you don't have those enzymes, you're not converting. If you've got 40% of the enzymes, you're only getting a little bit of that, okay? So if you take the active form of B12, which is methylcobalamin, and you take the active form of folic acid, which is methylfolate, not folic acid, the active form, you want methylfolate and methyl B12. Those two will help you produce glutathione as well, and they help silence cancer genes. And I'm going to give you guys some more understanding on these broken DNA from regular chemicals in society. So what causes that broken DNA is too much of this stuff, and it's not inserting something in like an mRNA might or a CRISPR technology. This is just breaking and causing disease. So what you want to do is get you a whole food vitamin. It's what the active form of the naturally occurring in food, what your body should be absorbing. I like, there is a liquid gold by Nature's Plus.
That's who we use, yeah.
And you can shake that thing up and pour it in a capful and shoot it down in the morning. Now, some people do not want liquid vitamins and don't want to taste anything like that. You don't, they've got pills that you can take as well. But that's just a good form. I mean, you can use whatever you like, but you're going to need a good multi and a good trace mineral. Minerals are alkalinizing to the body. So I like concentrate trace minerals. They are phenomenal for unsticking those cells and helping you to get the oxygen transported and the carbon dioxide removed from the body. Another thing are enzymes. We used to not put so much junk on the ground, and you know, like the glyphosate junk, the fertilizer and all of that. So now that we're doing that, our fruit and our veggies just don't have enough digestive enzymes. They should be in the food, just like the right. Good flora should be on the outside. So if you add a digestive enzyme, I like Actazyme by Nature's Plus. It's fairly cheap. It's easy. You take two of them 15 minutes before you eat food, and it helps you break it down where your body can utilize it, and it's not just sitting in the gut, especially things like meat. You know, you want to make sure you've got enough digestive enzymes, because the majority of society, even young children, have backed up gallbladders.
Wow.
And they're not going to have enough digestive enzymes, and they're not going to. And if you've had your gallbladder removed, you might want to look at the one that has ox bile in it, because they're adding bile, because that's what you should be getting from your gallbladder is bile, but they tell you you don't need it. But you do. You need bile to help break down food.
Okay, very good. So you said this one, I'm looking it up, is a gold multivitamin liquid.
That's just one that I like. It's called Liquid Gold. Nature's yes. Plus is yes. the brand. I like it because it's not too expensive. If people are wanting to stay healthy through the winter, I would use things like oregano P73. O-R-E-G-A-N-O-L, P73. What that is it's a form of oregano that comes from the Mediterranean that has certain properties in it, because it's grown at that altitude that it won't, that the other oregano won't have.
Hey, I got to say something real quick.
Okay.
Can you believe YouTube just blocked me from putting the vitamin link in the chat? They don't want them to know about this.
About vitamins? Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know that I'll say this, Dr. June, have you heard of Codex? The Codex, where they're trying to make vitamins only to be able to get them if they're a prescription.
What?
No. Oh, yeah, that's been going a long time. They've been trying Codex Alimentarius.
No, I haven't heard that. Well, let's move on to the next question, sis.
All right.
Okay. Do you use grounding mats?
Some people I've heard wonderful things. I actually had a conversation preparing for this with a nurse friend of mine just to ask some questions to her about how do I know clinically, how do I say this where people can understand? And I know in myself, I sometimes get to rambling. If I do, slow me down. I'm sorry. And if you don't understand, I really want people to grasp and understand. But yes, grounding mats, all of those things are phenomenal for people if they are able to buy them and it be something that they are going to consistently use. Don't buy those things if you're not going to use them and waste money. You don't have to have a grounding mat, but you can go out if you don't have a lot of time and you're going to be inside a lot or whatever. You can try grounding shoes. She was talking about that herself. And, you know, she got out of the profession in, you know, allopathic medicine like I did, because she found out the truth about it. And so she wouldn't do it anymore. And she's gone the other direction. But very few people have the guts to do that. And it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. I'm proud of you for doing it, sis. Okay, well, I'll say this.
I've got to, Dr. June. If it was not for my husband giving me the ability to do it, I would not have gone back to school. Now, I had to do it, but he told me to do it, so I have to give him kudos. And I blamed him at the time. I'm like, you're gonna make me do this, aren't you? I don't want to. And he's like, yeah, you need to do it. But he was right, and I'm glad that I did. You know, well, I whined a little bit. Too.
Okay, next question from Miss Debbie. She's asking, is organic truly better?
Well, I'll say this. We hope it is. I read something about, oh my goodness, I'll have to go back and see if I can find my paperwork. This is like the U.S. government site about apples are sprayed like 36 times with 40 different chemicals or something crazy like that. But you've got all these chemicals, but then you eat organic, and some of them still had chemicals, but they had like 10 as opposed to 50. So I don't know, y'all. Organic is only organic if you are growing it and you know that it's organic. That's bam, what I'm saying.
Bam, a ram. All right, here we go. Next question. Is there an online lab where we can get blood work? Our daughter is type 1 diabetic and clinics still want masks, etc. This is from Miss Debbie. Another Debbie.
How old is your daughter, Debbie?
Debbie, let us know how old your daughter is. Okay, so the next question from the same Debbie is, do you believe that the jabs are being dropped on us from chemtrailing?
I'll say this. We have no idea what they're doing with the chemtrails, but I mean, years ago, I mean, I've been woke up to this stuff, y'all, since my daughter was six and she's 27. So it's been a while for me, you know, going on this. God got me a wake up because I fasted and prayed to ask him what was wrong with my child because none of the specialists could tell me. And I mean, she was building antibodies to everyone, everything she ate, every food she ate. And they were like, we have no idea why. And I thought, okay. I was going to a church. I grew up Baptist, but I was going to a non-denominational church that said that God could talk to me. And I was like, really? God could talk to me? Right. I'm in. Yeah. Why would I want to talk to anybody else? He's the creator. Yeah. I was just thrilled until he started talking to me about my sin, you know? And then you got to wake up and go, wow, God, I got a lot of problems I got to deal with. So you got to turn the TV off. You got to stop being judgmental on everybody else and saying, look at them. They got sin, but you got to point your finger back at you.
Right.
So I was very, very young in my early 20s. And the Lord, I thank God, he started working on me and getting me to go from glory to glory. Now I've nowhere near arrived. And there's been times I've done like this and felt like I'm sliding off. But thank the Lord, he lifts us back up. Gets us back on track and says, this is my child. Now get back on track. And I love you and you are on the right track. Keep going.
Yes.
So don't be discouraged, guys. There's a lot of bad going on in the world, but there are people out there that are standing for truth saying, no, we are not going to do it anymore. And yes. I will be the one if you want me to, Lord. Now, I'm not going to say I was always just stepping up to be the one, but when you sit and you see the damage to children as a mother, how can you not?
Yeah. Amen. You know? Well, that lady you was asking about that child's age is 19.
Okay. So obviously had probably had diabetes for a while. I would definitely read on Immunocal and diabetes because there's a lot of good information, and there are testimonials on that are phenomenal testimonials. Like people that no longer have to take the shots, they're on just pills, or people that were on pills that are no longer having to do pills, but they're still monitoring and being aware. Of course, I would never tell you to do anything without talking to whoever your provider is about anything, any question that's asked. I hope you would know these are just information that I have looked at. These are some of my opinions that I believe because we're in medicine, we're guessing. That's what practicing medicine. So if you're looking at all of these injections and they're experimental, how are you going to know what it's doing? All you can really do is look at the blood and see what's there, and then look at what's happening as a result and say, well, it's probably doing this because I see this
I see,
and
I
that.
see.
Because you are not going to know for sure because you don't know. They didn't tell you. So it's really just, I'll tell you what I do know, that God says for us to, that the blood is sacred and we need to look at it like that and guard our blood from anything that's bad for it.
Okay, here's another question. This is from a lady who goes by the name Rejoice. She said, the doctors are so stressed, they cannot help you. I've just experienced a complete kafafall, I don't know what that is, with one of their diagnoses. Are doctors
Well,
too
that sounds like
stressed?
a kerfuffle with a
Yes.
diagnosis, meaning, oh, it was wrong. We thought it was this, but it's that.
Oh. So
Yeah,
her
so.
question is, are doctors just too stressed to concentrate on or research a case or what?
Oh, yeah, they are. Absolutely. They know what they're doing when they get you in this deal. I mean, think about it. You're intelligent, you're smart. They send you to a Christian school, and it's got to be Christians, and all the people there are Christian. And then you get there, and you're learning something that's nowhere near anything God would tell you to do, or at least in my Bible. And
Yeah.
then you start questioning how, that's when you separate science and the physical body from God at all. And you start being in control of this over here. That's a dangerous place to be, y'all.
Yeah.
And majority of doctors are willing to do it because everybody says, well, it's okay and it's Christian. But God tells you
Wow.
he's the great physician, and we need
Yes.
to be stopped. God says, have no other gods before me. And we're putting the doctor as God because Jesus said he's the great physician. Did we go to him first and say, Lord, I've got these issues and I need
Ma'am.
you to lead me down paths of righteousness for your name's sake so I can say, look what God did. He healed me. But
Right.
you go out and tell that into the public and they'll, well, you know what they'll do. They'll laugh you out of the room.
Yes,
It's a
amen.
shame.
Okay, let's go to the next question named Leah. This is another, has your name. She says, what about the pneumonia V? My immunologist is pressuring me to take it, but I do not want to take it.
Well, I think you've already got your answer, my dear.
There you go. So don't take it, sis. Okay, next one.
God gives you an inner knowing and an understanding. What you can do is you can go to the doctor and you can say, I would like for you to give me the insert and tell me who made this shot, like Pfizer, Moderna, who is this, a single dose, da da da. Then you take the white out of the box and you go home and say, I'm going to go home and research everything in this. And then you take the time to see what's in it and then see if you want it. I guarantee you probably won't, but that's up to you.
Well, I know the next question is from Austin. He says, are you a vegetarian or vegan or do you eat meat?
I eat some meat because I'm anemic and I'm an O positive. My blood type needs a little more than other people, but no, I don't eat a lot of meat. I do like, if I eat meat, it'll be chicken in a salad or maybe some salmon and a baked potato and a salad. But I don't eat, well, I don't eat a lot. I eat about twice a day, and I eat early in the evening and I'll eat about midday. And then if I take my Immunocal, it's in the morning or at night. And I, that has been not a great thing. You know, you need a little bit more food throughout as much, but I'm driving back and forth, yeah. You know, and so it's not working out that well, but I am staying on top of my health. And I have noticed that even at my age, I'm 52, you guys, beautiful. At my age, I have been okay with how my, I mean, other than the anemia thing that was rocking along there, I'm doing pretty well. But guys, before I got natural, I was sick. I was a very sick individual. Wow. Because I'd been fully vaccinated. I mean, I'd been a nurse. They putting you under all of that. I didn't have understanding. So yeah, I've had to detox my own body. I had chronic fatigue, irritable bowel syndrome, adult acne, bad monthlies. I had, you know, no energy at all to do anything. And I thought, oh, well, I'm aging. This is what, you know, I'm getting old. And no, that's not true. When I detoxed my body,
when you say fully vaccinated, you don't mean the V.
No. I meant just the regular.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Like what you required to take when you, you know, years ago, I hadn't been shot up for like that. I wouldn't know. I'd rather be shot than that. I mean, I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Well, some people, when they hear that, that's what they think. That's why I was asking.
No, I'm serious. I wouldn't. Yeah. And I won't take another one either. And I just, that's my personal, because let me say this to everyone. Obviously, not everyone reacts the same to regular V. So if you know that certain people can have reactions to medicines and they may not be good, and you know that certain people can't eat food and, you know, that they have reactions like peanuts, it's or eggs, you know, these things can kill some people if they eat them. Severe reaction. People can die from a reaction to medication. Why would it be so stupid to think that someone couldn't have a bad reaction to a vaccination? That's right. Just ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to the next question, because I know, you know, you have to work tomorrow. What about, this comes from a lady named Tina. She says, what does a head think about Rh negative blood?
What does what now?
I don't know. I can't understand. She says, what does a head think about? It's probably her phone probably changed it. But what do you think about Rh negative blood?
Well, I've heard a lot of connotations about Rh negative blood, but this is what I believe about all of that. I believe that, yes, there may be something there, because they keep a lot of their people are Rh negative and they try to keep it married into that. But I know this, that when Jesus said it is finished, he meant it. And that whosoever will come, that means whosoever. He didn't say unless you're from that lineage, or you're a mixed multitude, or you've got some of that lineage in you that I don't like. You're an Edomite lineage, or you a this or a that lineage. No, I believe now it may be harder for you to overcome some sins because of the lineage, but I don't believe that it's impossible at all.
Amen. Next question is from a lady named Mrs. J. What is coming out of the white blood cell through this agenda?
Well, you've got, so let's say you've got a messenger RNA that's going to carry in a message that is HIV, you know, a vector of some sort of HIV. I've heard an AD5 vector, and then there's a 12/ whatever. It's a part of the HIV that supposedly they are splicing in. So if that is going on, that's turning off your ability to make white blood cells.
Oh,
that's what I saw that in the men immediately. They didn't. And one of my patients has passed away, sadly, as a result of cancer, because you can't, you know, white blood cells clean up cancer.
Oh, so that's why there's an increase of cancer.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Wow. Now, I remember what you told me before, Leah, when you said in the beginning, you said the men's blood is different than the women. Like, you said there were more more of the assault of the V was towards men.
Now, I noticed that the men, just the men that I saw, now it just could have been those two men, but I haven't looked at, you know, most men don't go to the doctor. You know, you're going to get more women that are going to come in to go to a doctor than you are men anytime. Yeah. A man will go if it's severe. You know, if he's dragging his leg, he's about to die, and he'll come to you. But other than that, he's not coming. So the few men that I did see had no white blood cells, and I don't understand the reason for that. But I've heard that other people say certain women, the women I saw did have long tentacles. I don't know. I've got some pictures. If you want me to send them to you, I'll send you some pictures of these tentacles and what I've actually, I wish I had had more time and I would have prepared.
Well, we did this at the last minute, but listen, Leah, I want you back.
I will come back and okay, I will do so
when you
follow
come
up
back,
whatever.
Yes, when you come back, we will share the pictures and go through all that. So let's go through. We're only going to accept these last three and then we're going to call it a night and have her come back again. Okay, the next question is from Miss Debbie. She goes, so is there an online lab for the blood work? Sorry to ask again.
Okay, now, there are certain online labs. If someone wants to know about an online lab, you're going to have to know what part of the country. They can call me, and I'll say, if you're in this part of the country, you can use this. Some online labs, you used to have some that would service all the whole United States. Now, I don't know. I've got to go back in and go through. We were actually setting up some of the labs because now that I'm doing live blood, I can see a lot of that. I don't have to have a lot of lab work because I'm looking at the blood for over 40 different things. I will use it, like, let's say this. I see something that looks like a heavy metal indicator that might have some problems there. Then I decide, okay, we have given you something that should have removed that by now and assisted you to get rid of that. Now you're still got it there. We need to determine exactly which heavy metal this is because it wasn't a one-time event thing that happened, like you went and ate some food, a candy that may have had, or you came in contact with a drink that had lead or something on the whatever, paint, however it came into your body. But normally, if you take something to remove it all out, that's okay. But if you don't have something to remove, like the glutathione to remove that out of the body, you're going to be struggling and in trouble. So I would definitely use a lab if I can't determine why it's not out after we treat, to determine maybe what are you using daily that this is getting in your body. So right. I don't use a lot of labs, guys, if I don't absolutely have to because they're expensive. But if you're wanting a lab that is online, that is a private pay, contact me through my website or if you want me to go ahead and give my number.
Well, you can, but I went ahead and posted the contact us link.
Okay.
And go ahead and tell them
perfect.
The name. Yeah, the name of her website is naturalsolutions101.com. And
correct.
It has where you can contact her with questions or whatever.
And guys, we just started this website. I'm going to be doing a weekly vlog. I'm going to have a YouTube channel, and I'm going to try and get some more information out and biblical information as well, because all of this stuff has got to be tied to the word if we believe the Lord. And that's what I like to do for the believers, because some people just don't have time to do that. Yes. It can be a struggle for me to even do, but it's important, in my opinion, to do that.
Okay, next question is, have you heard of TRS, zeolite? If so, is it good?
Absolutely. I love it. I've heard of it, and it's wonderful. It helps detox the body, and I like it because it's nanoparticles encapsulated in water, so it's easy when it pulls the chemicals out into that little moon rock that's negatively charged. It's pulling the positively charged bad things out, like pesticides, dyes, preservatives, heavy metals, toxins, cancer cells, and precancer cells. It's pulling them into water so that you can go to the bathroom, and when you do that, it's not going to be hard on your kidneys, because some of it in pill form that's not in a spray, is harder. And yes, there's a Facebook page on it, and there's a great gal out. Let me see if I, she's a nurse. If I think of her name, I'll tell it to you. I'll get Dr. June to give it out to you. But they sell it, and I buy it. It is a little more expensive than the other zeolite, but I like the fact that you can spray it under your tongue. And, I mean, there are most of the people. I researched it for about, 6 months on this website that was Christian, and then I tried it. And I've seen great results. So, yes,
well,
it's
good. Well, let me go back to that lady named Leah that was talking about the doctor pressuring her to take the pneumonia V.
Yes.
This is what he told her. She told him, she said, he told me that the pneumonia V was safe to take. And I told him it contained aluminum, mercury, and formaldehyde. But he told me that it was still safe for me to take it and insistent that she took it. So
well,
why
is the thing. You're stepping into an office that is kind of dangerous, in my opinion. If you have to go to that doctor because there's no other one, then you have to stand your ground and say, absolutely, I don't want to take that. I'm not going to. Please don't ask me to do it again. It's a personal preference and it's religious. Please stop asking me that. And be firm about it and stand your ground. If that is your decision, it is your body and it is your choice.
Yes, amen. Next question is by Austin. What percentage of the people do you think actually took the V in America? Like, is it different than what you think they're reporting or what?
Well, I'll say this. On that Died Suddenly, when they talked about 40% of the population being gonna die, supposedly, it being like apocalyptic, which is the same thing that the Deagle countries, I'll just say I know a lot of people that are young that have passed away or at least have had someone, I know someone in their family, like if I don't, it's not a direct, I know them personally, then I know someone who had a family member that died. So some of them will say they died from COVID because they don't have an understanding that maybe they got COVID from the shot. I mean, some people did come down after, and I've had doctors, they won't tell you they won't say it on a video, but they'll say they got it from the shot. So I don't know what's going on with all of that, but I just try to prevent myself from being sick, and I just don't go to those places. If I have to go somewhere, like let's say I had an accident or something, then I would have to pray and be at the mercy of the Lord. But I would be hypervigilant in my case because I know that my body has already had all these long-term illnesses that I am trying to continually keep at bay because of what I've already done to myself.
Okay, next question is, I know we said just three, but this one is too good. I can't pass it up.
No worries.
The test. Everybody wants to know if it's the same as the V.
I'm not taking it. Yeah. I'm just going to say I'm not taking it, and I don't want to take it, and they go, I don't do that stuff. Yeah. I mean, anymore. I've got parents that are aging, they've taken it, but I've seen, like, I've got a friend who her husband took it and he came down with the shingles, and that's the only thing that is different. I don't know, they swear that it was from that, but who knows what it's from. But I'll say this, why, if germs are like they teach you in school, or all in your nose and mouth, why can't you just go and spit in something and run it around? Why they got to ram it up your nose so far? I'm just not doing that. Yeah. So I'm not going to take a chance. And if they say I can't spit on something, then I'll just stay home.
Just won't go nowhere. Talking about that with you checking the blood, have you noticed a difference of the ones that, I mean, what do you know about the PCR that is injecting up there having to do with the blood?
You mean what, say that again?
The PCR, that's the test that goes up in the brain.
Yeah. What do I know about what it's doing to the blood?
Yeah. Like,
this is the deal. A lot of people have taken the test. I have not seen the tentacles with just, I've seen the tentacles in vaccinated people.
Yeah.
And one of the vaccinated people said they had COVID and then got the shot. The others did not. So I'm, you know, you don't have enough large enough sample to say, but I'll say this. If I wanted to not get sick, I would sleep at night from 10 to 2 and I would make sure that I'm hydrated, drink and let now. This is a healthy person that has not got any kind of issue with, you know, blood pressure or too much fluid could cause problems kind of thing. But normally you should drink half of your body weight in ounces of water a day. So you need to get plenty of hydration. You need to boost D3. If you're going in public, use a saline nasal spray to kill germs. Salt water kills germs. And I mean, if you just come home and wash your face, eyes, nose, mouth, ears, every orifice that could anything could come in, you're probably going to be taken care of. And just salt water does that. If you don't like salt water, use oregano nasal spray. That's what I used when I got sick was oregano P73, or you can use a Sovereign Silver nasal spray. Those are all great. But I prefer the herbal things because, you know, I think that they are better for the body and, you know, you don't want to use too much Sovereign Silver. Some people say you can, some people say you can't. I've never seen anybody be harmed by using it for nasal stuff like that or whatever. But, you know, these are fighting words to the people in Revelation that it says your men were the mighty men of the earth that deceived the whole world with your pharmakias. They don't like you talking about their money, and they definitely don't like you revealing truth about the lies, about what they're doing to people with their health care.
Exactly. So they're asking, you know, can they put mRNA in food?
There's all kinds of talk about all kinds of stuff, but I'm going to say this. I am not going to worry right now about that part of the thing. I'm going to pray over my food. That's right. Plead the blood of Jesus if you have to. And now I am going to be aware if they start putting the spike protein in vaccines for animals, and somehow I've heard that they can put something in the food, drop it out over, or like something in that can go into the food on the ground that the animals are eating. Who knows what kind of law, all darkness that they're doing. Going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. I find out something, I'm going to tell the bride. I'm going to tell Dr. June or somebody to get the information out to them. And then I'm going to ask the Lord, what do we supposed to do about this? Because sometime you might be able to do something and sometime you might not.
Well, I've got to give a testimony about Miss Leah before she gets off here. We're done with questions. We're about to say our prayer and end this. But I've got to say this about Miss Leah. I remember, because I'm going to cry because you're my friend. But I remember when you first found out about what was in there and the trauma that was happening to people and you as a doctor, you know, wanting to help people and whatnot. And it was really to you personally very traumatizing. So I remember you running around. I've got to find help. I've got to help these people. I've got to figure out what can I do naturally? What can I help these people? They don't know what they're getting into. Like, you know, how in the world did you ever find peace with that? Because I remember it was, you were just frantic about it and, you know, wanting to help people.
Well, what I finally just, I had to say, Lord, I cannot be at unease. What he did was I was able to get some information, you know, like olive leaf extract is supposed to stop the copying of that protein So if you got a virus, it'll stop it from proliferating. So he said, Leah, these are the things that you need to use for your patients. Obviously, if they caught COVID, ozone and oxygen kills it. So there's that you can take ozone therapy, hydrogen, H2O2, food grade hydrogen peroxide, all of these things. Now there's protocols that you use because you don't take oxidants and antioxidants at the same time or they'll cancel each other out. You got to know what you're doing. So I learned the best I could and I I turned to the Lord, and it was a miracle. I had friends. I was really distraught. I remember talking to you because I had friends that were missionaries that we support over in an orphanage in India, and they were literally talking about stacking bodies up and that kind of thing. And the kids that got to, I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, we've got to figure out, because they didn't want the shot and they didn't take it, but they wanted something to work. What can we use? And I was like, Lord, you've got to tell me. Of course, he told me it's not something. I'll just say it's an oxidant, and what we talked about, we'll talk about that another time. Okay. And if you decide you want to go there, you can. But okay. I'll say this, it was confirmed over and over and over. Within 24 hours, three times God showed me the exact, through different, I was like, thank you, Jesus. So he answers. When you're called in an area and you're obedient, you can go to the Lord and say, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. You told me to do this, Lord. Help me. And he will. Hey, well, because I don't know all this stuff. I don't know what's in, but you know what? Exactly what he told me to use. I carried it over here to this person that wife called, said he's going to die, I'm afraid. Oh, Lord. And I said, Lord, took it to him. In 3 days, he was up.
Wow.
So God is good. And there's always an answer. You just got to develop a trained, reined ear in a time where nobody wants to, your ear is never in a place where it's quiet. Which is the challenge.
Right. Well, they're asking, is it real?
What?
The disease.
Like, well, obviously they are recombinating this stuff. And, you know, if you go back and look at, see, I studied the doctor that created the testing. And, you know, he was eliminated or died the year before.
Yeah.
And I had studied him extensively because he got the Nobel Prize for, you know, a technological advancement that he made, PCR testing, that, but when you researched him out, he had good and bad qualities in this guy, but like he discovered PCR after he'd been out doing acid. I thought, great, you know, but he got this idea, and so he's on the road, he's doing this stuff. Well, then he also found out that he got the Nobel Prize for creating PCR, and then he wrote a hypothetical statement. HIV is the probable cause of AIDS. And he wrote to the CDC and the National Institutes of Health, because he had to write a dissertation about, once he got the prize, he chose to write about HIV as the probable cause of AIDS, because they were using it to look at HIV. And he wanted the paperwork to prove that, because, you know, Luc Montagnier, who also wrote about Immunocal, is the doctor that got the Nobel Prize for discovering HIV. So he thought that there would be information, but he's dead and he's still waiting on that information.
Wow. Well,
so there's a lot of lies, y'all.
We're going to go ahead and pray and call it a night. I just want to tell you, I'm so honored to have you here tonight, sis. Thank you for
giving us your time. Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Yes, and thank you. Well, first, I want you to tell the bride, how long have you followed me?
Okay. I started following Dr. June. I was looking into, because, see, I was a big Trump fan. Big time. Uh-huh. But I mean, when you're looking at Hillary, who's not going to be, you know,
exactly.
But, you know, we were, and, but I had this inner knowing inside every time I would hear that, build that wall. I thought, ooh, I already knew the scripture that said the people would try to flee the daughter of Babylon and they would not be able to leave. And I thought, oh, that is not to, that they're filtering all these criminals up here because they know there's going to be an extermination and they're going to build a wall and get rid of. And so that was, and then you saw who was bringing them up here were the Revelation 3:9 fake Jewish people.
Yeah.
So, you know, you watch their cars coming up here, following them, and you thought, wow. And then you heard everybody say, USA. And that was so prideful, you know, and I thought, man, this is the most prideful country and we're going down. But I was like, Lord, help us. So I found you. And you answered the question that I was praying, God, is this guy good or bad? What I was vacillating. I was happy that he got president. Then I was like, those things that I was hearing and seeing, there's something just wasn't right, you know. And you were on the farm and you had the dog out there and you were talking about the MAGA hat being the high. MAGA was the fifth highest order of Satanism. Yeah. And I said, I know something. And I immediately went and called you. And I thought, okay, I've got to find this lady. When you got off, I called you and we talked on the phone. But when I finally got back in touch with you, you did. You had so many people, I'm sure, calling you. Didn't remember me. But I was like, I'm the one that was like crazy telling you all this stuff that I've known for all these years. And you were probably thinking, who is this spastic woman? Yeah. I was just so glad after 21 years to find somebody that knew some of the things I did. I was like, yay, thank you, Jesus. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm just so, I mean, I love your boldness. I love that you're not afraid to be in front of the camera. I mean, after I gave Sarah Palin a letter and handed it off to the CIA, I figured, hey, they probably know who I am, you know. So yeah. I had to come to a understanding that, you know, if nobody wants to have to go through any ordeal in their life. Of course, the flesh does it, but we have to get to a place where we say, Lord, if you ask me to do something, I'll do it and I'll show my face and I'll say my name and I won't care if that's what you want. And if I have to die, I have to die. I don't want to die, but you know, hey, everybody got to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus died for me. Exactly. I don't want to have, nobody's going to say, oh yeah, I'm ready to die, but you got to die. Everybody exactly. does. Jesus even tells you that. So you he know where you're going if you die for him.
If you love your life too much, you will lose it.
That's
you
right.
You have to die. Christianity is all death. So there never can be too much of us that we can't honor God. And that's what this is.
So it is, sister.
So one other question about your personal life. With your circle that you're in, like in your regular life, what has the impact been on you? Because I imagine that if you've known all this stuff for a long time, people have thought you was crazy, like what my husband has went through. But now that all this has come about and people are seeing what's happening, are they gaining more respect for you because they're seeing it come in or what?
Look, this is the deal, Dr. June. Most people that you know that you've told something don't ever say anything back. They never will. They're just like, because I've been talking it a long time. And I didn't, you know, at first I was mad about, like, I was young, you know. And so I didn't understand about these giftings and things. And I wanted to tell people things. And God said, well, Leah, did I tell you to tell all of them first? You know, he said, some of these people, I didn't tell you to cast your pearls before swine. I told you only to tell the people I tell you. So when you have certain understandings and giftings, you don't really understand, young, you just want to tell everybody, you want to protect everybody, but you're not going to be able to do that anyway. Only God can do that. So
yeah.
He has to prepare your heart to go tell someone what it is you want them to say. And then now I will say this, some of the church people, when this started, came around and said, Leah, I'm with you on this one. I'm not doing it. And I was like, wow, finally. I was just glad they were awake, you know. I actually felt like for a while, okay, people are waking up. I can rest on my laurels, Lord. I'm tired. I'm done. And then God's like, I didn't tell you to do that. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, Lord, you're right. But yeah. He knew I needed to break from it for a bit because, man, I've been on this wheel a long time, like the little rat on the wheel. Stop, yeah. Don't do this. Look at it, please, you know. But most people won't even take time to read.
Yeah.
Before they inject their baby. I mean, what? Why?
Yeah.
And I mean, I find this, Dr. June, even in doctors that inject their own babies, they won't even read for their own child. I'm thinking, man, that is a prideful God-like spirit.
Yeah.
But then the one their baby died, the lady over here, then, and she's a Christian now, she's got an office in Oklahoma, and she's doing, but it took her losing her baby. And she told that I was warned by friends, and God was trying to use these people, but I did not listen. And her baby died at 3 months. And she was called to come home. So your baby's
sad.
Dead.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. All right, and well, I mean, I saw that daily for years because that's all my Facebook was warring. So, yeah, they know me.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why me and you love each other so much.
Well, Dr. June, you and I are so much alike. Exactly. I'm a Southern girl. I was a cheerleader. I played softball. And we were rough around the edges as far as I'm a Southern gal. You know, as a woman, I'm having to talk, you know, because you want people to listen to you. But when you can become jaded after knowing this stuff for so long, it's almost like when you hear Jonah, you know, it's like, Jonah, I ain't telling them nothing else. I'm finna leave here. I don't even like these people, God, you know. Yeah. And then he got swallowed and thrown back out, and he had to go back out there and say he did it. But all he did was, all y'all finna die if you don't get right. I mean, he didn't have the bad attitude. That's how you feel. Oh, y'all finna die if y'all don't wake up. But you know what? You have to come back down to earth and go back to your own self and say, I didn't know this stuff. And I would have pushed it on everybody had God not woke my stupid self up.
Hi, Roland.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
We
all right, sis. Well, I love you. Let's go ahead and pray, God. Let's all bow our heads and pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for this awesome night tonight, Lord. We thank you for your servant, Miss Leah, Lord. We thank you, God, that you have shown her, Lord, the effects of what Satan did to her family through this agenda of the past, which she probably had no idea that in the end, that would be the very thing against humanity. And you prepared her, you lined her up for such a time as this. And Lord, I thank you that she was bold enough tonight to come on, Lord, and to show her face and to say, this is what you're looking at, bride, so that the bride can have wisdom in their decisions, Lord. And we pray right now for Miss Leah, Lord, that you bless her business, Lord. Bless her life. Bless her marriage. Bless her community, Lord. And as she goes on the endeavor of stepping out in technology on the website, doing her blogs and all of this, Lord, I pray that you help that to run smoothly so that she can effectively communicate what you have put on the inside of her to the church. So Lord, we thank you and give you praise for all that you're doing in her life. Bless her, Lord, in every way. And Lord, me and Miss Leah come together in agreement for the bride.
Yes.
Lord, everybody that is watching that has taken this, that they will repent and renounce this thing that they have partnered with, and
amen,
that they will turn from it and come out of agreement with this agenda, which is why we're going to delete this off YouTube after this, but that they would come out of agreement, Lord, and that you would begin to do a work. And for the bride that it has not chosen to take it, Lord, that you would give them strength to endure, and the coming days of persecution, that you would be with them, Lord, lead them and guide them. You've already went in front of them, Lord. So we just pray that they would grab your hand and walk in peace, Lord, and follow you through the roads of faith with what it's going to take, Lord, for us to endure until the end. So, Lord, today as your church, we worship you and praise you, God, for all that you're doing in the earth right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Dr. June,
yes.
I want to say this.
Yes.
Guys, we are all in this together.
Yeah.
And don't feel like you are alone. If you have done this, there was a time when I was sick, and I don't know what God is going to do, but I'll say this, he's a merciful God, and he is not one that will leave you abandoned. So don't be afraid. If you need help, reach out to someone who that you believe has an understanding of what's going on and is led by the Holy Spirit, and trust the Lord to help you. And if you need help and you want to call me, you can. If you, whatever you need, Trust that God is going to provide it. If you need a refuge to go to, Dr. June's got a refuge. I know places. Contact us. If you are wanting to learn to grow food, don't be afraid because we've never done these things. Step out. Find a friend. Go do it. But do whatever it is God is placing in your heart right now because God's time is very short. Don't be afraid. Even if they take your life, like he said, to be absent from the body is present with the Lord, and we are out of here. We don't have to worry about this no more. Be bold, and don't walk around in fear. And if you have to, just like Corrie Ten Boom's daddy said, she said, Daddy, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to die for Jesus. I'm not going to be bold enough. And when she was a little girl, and he said, Corrie, when do I give you the money when you go to town with your mom? The day that you go or a week before that you go? And she said, no, the day before, right as I'm going. And he said, as it is with Christ, he will give you the strength when you need it right then. So don't worry about, oh, well, I have the strength. If he calls you to it, he'll walk you through it. Bam. And you know, when it's over, we are gone home with the Lord and we will hear the right thing. So glory to the Lamb. Hang in there, bride. We're almost home.
That's true. And you know, that's the mantra of this ministry is the will of the Lord be done. And that's based upon Paul when he was going into Jerusalem and a prophet walked up to him and said, you know, thus saith the Lord, you're going to get beat if you go into Jerusalem, so don't go. And Paul said, no, I already know. I'm not going to get beat. I'm going to die. And then his friends all said, oh, we're so sad that you're going to die. And he said, the will of the Lord be done. And he still went to Jerusalem and got killed. So that's the way we feel about it, is that we just want to obey the Lord no matter what is on the other side of that obedience. It could be death or it could be life. You don't know.
But Dr. June, look, it's not death. We're translation, really. You just translate it into where you're supposed to be.
Exactly.
I'm hoping I'm going home. I ain't found nothing here on this side that I'm really, oh, I want to stay for this or that. No, I'm ready to go home. If y'all find something, let me know that's worthy. I ain't found nothing. And I've done a whole lot of stuff, but I'm not, I don't want to stay. I want to go home.
I'll
help people.
Yes.
As long as God lets me live and puts me, and I'll do my best and I'll try to be an example. And I love my family and I love my children, but there's nothing that is making me in my heart say, oh, I love this earth and I want to stay here forever. I'm glad to go to heaven when I do go. Yeah. I mean, I'm not rushing the process. I want to stay and help my family, but we got to get to where we're saying to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. And that is gain.
It's absolutely true, because if they don't have that in their mind and the trials come, they're going to be saying, I want my life. And this is what the beast is doing. He is trying to convince people. Hey, listen to this, Leah. I just did a report today on the news. I think it was Australia. Not Australia. It was in Europe, in Britain. They are saying that they want you to go over to these. Now they're doing warm hubs for people that cannot afford electricity because they've hiked the rates so high people can't afford it. The beast is pushing people right into him, putting them together inside buildings with God knows what, 5 Genesis, all the technology in there, the surveillance in there, just to stay warm, you see. So I even told everybody through my sermons that God gives me in dreams, is he said that the beast is going to begin to pressure you on every side to get you to go to him for your help and your provision and your comfort. But see,
he's already putting pressure in us on every side with pornography and all kinds of stuff on TV. So if he hadn't got you in one area, he's trying to get you in another. Exactly. We are born in a 666 flesh suit. We've got every kind of sin around us that our flesh wants to do. Mm-hmm. The world, the flesh, and the devil. You got the devil that's running the show, and got the Revelation 3:9 that he is running the show. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows that. And so we're in trouble, guys. But I'll tell you right now that Christ, when he said it is finished, he meant it, and we can walk in peace during this time. But we've got to check ourselves, because sometimes we may have some hidden sin, and it's not an action that we're doing like smoking or lying or cursing, but it might be just a wrong attitude, or maybe it's a religious spirit that we didn't know or that we've opened the door. So guys, I'm checking myself right now because I do not want to be deceived. Mm-hmm. And to be deceived, you know, when you're deceived, you don't know you are.
Well, so, you know what else, Leah, for us at this ministry, We Are the Bride Ministries, we're asking the bride to write letters to us to evaluate me. I'm putting myself out there asking the audience, the bride, to evaluate me about my life, my ministry, and what they think I've done here because of that very reason. I would rather go through correction, chastisement, and rebuke on earth.
Absolutely.
You know, and have God heal me now versus, you know, go to hell because I think I'm right about something. You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
So the 40-day fast, that's what it's for. We're going to be taking my husband and I, you know, all of the things that come in, we're going to print them all. We're going to take them to the altar, and we're going to spend some time with God and, you know, find out, since 2023 is a different era, you know, what do you want us to do? We don't have to keep doing the same things just because we've always done it. We want to do what you tell us to do, but we got to hear your voice at the same time. You know?
That's right. Absolutely. Yes. Dr. June, I appreciate that so much. Add me on your list because I'm kind of, I'm like, do I shut my office there and do it here? Do I have both? I just want to hear, and that's where I've got to go into that quiet place, or you don't hear.
Yes.
And guys, there are a lot of people that, I come from Baptists, they don't talk about demonic control and how it can reside in the flesh and not the spirit if you open a door to it, like pornography, lust, or whatever, lying, whatever it is, you're going to have more temptation in that area to bring you down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's important that we all are doing like you, Dr. June, say, hey, I'm so busy. I'm asking y'all how you see me. I'm asking God, and I'm checking on the inside, and I'm going to fast, and I'm going to ask my husband and everybody else, because I want to make sure I'm right about something.
Yeah.
Like you say, I'm right that I'm not doing something that God has, like, I'm thinking God has asked me to do this, but it's really my flesh telling me to continue.
Yeah.
That. So I honor that. I think that's great, Dr. June. Keep me on your prayer list because I feel it. I know. I mean, we don't have time to be sidetracked at all.
That's what
you
I
may
say.
Have to go
no
into
time
full bar
for shenanigans.
Mode.
No time for shenanigans. I know.
You may be a farmer lady. We may all be.
Yeah. Because you know what? You probably have seen this where you're at, but people are killing themselves, sis, terribly.
I know, sister, the spirit is bad and it is just unbelievable in young people right now because there've never been more division right now than with these technological. They can be used for good, but they also can be used for bad. And it's all of divide, divide, divide. It's sad because they don't feel loved. There's a spirit of rejection hanging over most teenage kids, and it's just a terrible thing. It's hard. I have a 19-year-old, so I understand it. But I'll tell you right now, I just thank the Lord that I am where I am in the part of the country because I'm not in one of these big cities, because these big cities, man, it's going to be harder on the people there. And guys, if you're in a big city, you need to start praying about how do I handle myself if something happens, and ask the Lord to be with you, you know?
Yes.
All well, right, it's been good, girl.
It sure has. I love you very much, girl.
I love you, too. And I hope you come to see us. If not, I'm going to have to drive to see you.
Come on, amen. All right. Well, you have a great evening.
You too.
Oh, wait, Leah. Was that your dog I saw in the background in the fuzziness?
Yeah. You mean while ago on the ground? When I, yes, it was.
Oh, what kind of dog is he again?
That's a little Yorkie. That's Holly Dolly, and she runs the roost and tells people what to do.
Her name is Holly Dolly.
Holly Jolly. At Christmas, you know, have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah.
And she's Holly Jolly, and she's smart. If you If she hears Holly Jolly on TV, she'll turn and look.
Funny. That's awesome.
You know, we've had her a long time, and she's a good dog.
Aww.
But we cured her seizures naturally. So if anybody has questions, and anybody can text me a question or send me a question on my email, or they can contact me at 417-559-0216.
Say it again, 417-559-0216.
Feel free to text or call. It might take 24 hours to get back with you if I'm busy, especially during the holidays, and we do have some snow coming in, so give me a little time, guys. But if you can either text me or email me, and I would get back with you.
Oh, that's so nice of you, sis. You know, actually, we have a lot of nurses that follow me. It's really amazing. I mean,
I love the sisterhood. I mean, yeah. I really do. Now, there are nurses, I mean, and they will tell you, probably not the nurses that are on your channel, but it's sad, you guys. Women fight each other so much, it's a shame that they call it nurses eating their young. And that is a very sad thing. And I've experienced some of that. I mean, you know, you got to have a strong, you know, let it roll off your back type of thing. But I really do appreciate the good, kind nurses that are plugged in and doing the job that takes a lot. I mean, man, the workload for nurses is unbelievable. It really is. So God bless all of you sisters. Hang in there and keep going. Just don't let them tell you what you're going to do with your temple.
Ah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's right.
All right, sis. Well, you have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you guys. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, bride. Have a great night.
All right. Bye-bye.